Blog Talk Radio.
Grinding MC out in this game, and I got a West Coast independent artist as well, Familiar from Dead Broke. Big shout out to the West Coast for that one, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be a great, great show. You know, I got actually somebody on the line already, 716-894, you're on Dot 4 Radio. What's happening?
What's going on, Dialansky?
What's up, what's up?
This Cold Cash, bro.
Oh, okay, man, I was making sure that was you, man. For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear you first. Cold Cash, man, has stepped in the building. Man, it's a pleasure you having on my show. Now I got the coldest host on my show, you know what I'm saying? So what does that say about Die For right there, you know what I mean?
Man, you already know, man. You big time, so you know, definitely had to come through and show love to your show.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you in Milwaukee, you said, right now, correct?
No, I'm actually in Buffalo, New York. You know what I'm saying? I live in Buffalo, but I'm originally from Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? I lived in Milwaukee for 20 years of my life. You know what I'm saying? So Milwaukee definitely play a big part in what I do.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, when did you go to Buffalo? How long have you been out there now?
I've been out in Buffalo for about 9 years off and on, you know what I'm saying? But for a consistent, probably about 7.5. And then, you know, that first year and a half was the transition period, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I've been in Buffalo for about 9 years now.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But question about Milwaukee, because when I talk to people and artists from different states, and especially not from, like, a big cities, not saying Milwaukee is not big, but like a Chicago or New York or L.A., I mean, when you were in Milwaukee, what type of hip-hop is out there? I mean, the thing is with you is, especially when I first met you, we got together with, on Facebook, is this and that, is how many songs you have and just albums, and your grind is just like, running circles around these dudes. But so you're going to shine no matter where you at. But what was the hip-hop scene like out there that you were like, okay, I got this, I need to do this or whatever that may be?
The hip-hop scene in Milwaukee, man, it's pretty much known for Cuckoo Cal. You remember that in my projects and all of that, you know what I'm saying? But the reality of Milwaukee music is that, you know what I'm saying, Milwaukee is a melting pot, you know what I'm saying? So we get a lot of Chicago people, man, a lot of people from the D come through and all of that. So, you know, I pretty much grew up on that 8-Bar, MJG, UGK, No Limit, you know what I'm saying, all of that type of vibe. That's the vibe they go with up there in the Midwest, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up. Now, do you get Now, do you get a lot of people from Canada? Because I know a lot of people that are like Wisconsin and Michigan and stuff like that get a lot. Is there any kind of Canada hip-hop scene going over there or not when you were there?
Nah, not at all. You know what I'm saying? Canada really don't affiliate with Wisconsin because it's kind of funny the way the cities in the Midwest is made and the locations, you know what I'm saying? The geography is kind of funny up that way, you know what I'm saying? So, like, Detroit people get a lot of Canadian stuff, but we don't really get it, you know what I mean? We get a lot of Detroit, but we don't get no Canada, you know what I mean? I get more Canada here in Buffalo because I'm only 2 hours away from Toronto, you know what I mean, than I did when I was in Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah, because I talked with some artists in that, you know, in that area, and I didn't really get to hit up some from Milwaukee yet. And one of the artists I talked to said, yeah, you know, we've actually in the last few years have a lot of people, you know, coming from Canada to try to, you know, be independent in the States out here, you know, because some of the places they live is only a few hours away. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So who was your artist that really inspired you, man, as you knew you wanted to rap, that's already knew what you were doing or producing at the time or whatever? But who was really like, you know what, man, this is why I do what I do. Because I have those artists nowadays that I still hear from the 90s, and I still hear a song, and it gives me chills. And if I hear a new song, you know, it's like still gives me the chills hearing that artist. So who's that artist for you?
That artist for me, man, I can't even say I got one, Dyerlansky. I'm going to keep it 100 with you, man. I ain't never
been. Okay, well, that's cool.
I'm going to keep it 100. Like, for me to rap as much as I rap, you know what I'm saying? I think I kind of get away from rap music. I gravitate more towards old school, more so old school R&B and songs that got, you know what I mean, rapping verses and singing on the hook. Like, I gravitate more towards that. I don't really got an artist that I look at and be like, or listen to and be like, yo, that's my joint. Nah, I really don't got one.
Okay.
I can honestly say that.
So when you step in your car or wherever you're doing, are you listening to your music, or is there somebody, like, if you were leaving right now, got in the car, you'd listen to? Who would that be? Just something you do?
Oh, man. Nah, I don't even listen to – I'll keep it real, Dyerlansky, man. Boss Hogg can tell you, man, I hate my own music. You know what I'm saying? You hear it on the radio show.
That's why I asked that. I can't listen to my own music, so
I can't stand my own music. It's almost like, you know, when they say play doing just fine on the radio show and all that, man, I be over here like, oh man, not this joint. I don't even want to hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? But when I get in the car, man, I listen to anything with heavy 808s in the car. You know what I'm saying? If it got some 808s, man, and it bang, that's what I'm listening to.
That's what's up. When we live on the radio. Die For Radio, that is, with Cold Cash. You can call up 646-200-4945. Press 1 to speak with the host. And you know what I'm saying, our special guest here. I'm actually going to go with a little bit of your music, man, real quick. I'm going to bang this Drops. Tell me a little bit about this track.
Drops, man, for all y'all that know, you know what I'm saying, know me and familiar with what I do, I just came back from Tampa, Florida. I was in Tampa, Florida for 2.5 months, you know what I'm saying, on a promo run down there promoting the movie I was in. And while I was down there, come to find out, the tax scams and all of that is real big in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? And so, but they call it drops. They call it drops down there. You know what I mean? So the whole time I was down there, you know, everybody was talking about this drops thing because I guess it was just now on the tail end of it. So everybody was down there talking about it, and I'm like, okay, I need a song that, you know what I'm saying, I could take to the South and people would be familiar with it. You know what I mean? So, you know, that was the whole concept behind drops.
It's called Universally Adapted, you know, and people that are talented, like, you know, pretty much yourself and everybody that we mess with for this whole coalition, you know, we about really being able to adapt to anything. You know, if there's something that needs to be done in that area, we're going to make it happen, but still be true to who we are, you know what I'm saying? So definitely,
right.
We got Cold Cash in the house, you know what I'm saying? He definitely, tell them also, too, real quick, because I got some callers on the line that I don't really know or familiar with Soul Focus. Tell them about your show real quick that you do on Soul Focus.
Okay, we got Soul Focus Radio, you know what I'm saying? It's actually seven shows, you know what I'm saying? We go all 7 days of the week. I actually host on three of them, you know what I'm saying? Friday, I co-host with Boss Hawk, you know what I'm saying? excuse me. Saturday, I co-host with Boss Hawk. And then Sunday I got my own show, Coldest Music Out, you know what I'm saying, from 6 to 8 p.m. on Sundays. I play the hottest indie artists alongside the hottest sign artists and get the people kind of, you know, something to think about, man. You know, they always say that the sign artists and all that is better because they got the deals. But, you know, I honestly beg to differ, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of indie artists got a lot to offer. So, you know, we play them both back-to-back and get a listener something to think about.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we over here on Dafo Radio with Cold Cash, plus we staying focused in the dirty basement, smoking the green leaf, you know what I'm saying, shutting them down, and that's how we do it. Cold Cash drops. Let's do this.
Every day I'm riding on a paper chase, a quest to make the world know I'm playing bass. Big bank tape, little bank the motto. In this game, a little fish gets swallowed by the big fish. This is Shark Tank. Come and swim over here, we do a lame cake. But it come with the grind, you gotta go hard. Paper pulling, paper thing, you know we making drop. The middle fingers to them haters, and you know we making. You gotta be serious with it.
Yep.
You gotta wanna go and get it.
Yep.
Ain't nobody gon' hold your hand.
Nah.
They dedicated, get to the plan. It's all about that cabbage. Anything less than big rations.
Yep.
Still it ain't doing nothing, everybody out there passing. It takes time to get to the top. Keep going and don't stop. You can do what you wanna do and take confidence that you high. Go after your dream, try to make a reality. Just know that it's a war right here. You fail, homie, you a casualty. The game don't have no remorse. You better choose the best course. There's plenty ways to get it, but you gotta be a workforce, my G. Money making mission on a paper chase. Doing you and staying out of haters' face. Grinding for the paper, doing what we do. We bosses over here, what about you? Drop. We chasing paper, pulling paper, so you know we making. Drop. The middle fingers to them haters, and you know we making. Running for the paper, doing what we do. We bosses over here. pens and paper, pulling capers, so you know we make it. Drop. The middle fingers to them haters, and you know we make it. Drop.
Godfall Radio, that was Drops by a special guest, Cold Cash. Man, that's a dope track, and what's crazy is I lived just across the bridge. You know, I was in, for almost 4 years, I lived in the Bradenton, Sarasota area, so right, you know, just south of Tampa. And I'll tell you what, man, I'd rather listen to that every day than some of the music I heard out of there, man. Like, I'm going to have to tell you, especially I had a studio out there and everything like that, and man, there was some really, really bad music out there. I'm going to have to tell you. You would meet some dope people, but I mean the majority of it, man, everybody sounded the same. I like how you have your own flavor on that, but it appeals to that area. You know what I'm saying? That's actually going to stand out like crazy in that area. So, yeah,
definitely, man.
That's definitely a cold track. So we already got some callers that, you know, you got a lot of fans, man, so these phone lines are already just doing it. I got another 716-823. You on the phone, you know what I'm saying, with us and chilling with us with Cold Cash and Die 4 Radio and Die Lancy. What's cracking?
Oh, man, you already know who it is, Mr. Global Coaster himself, a.k.a. Ball Sizzle My Nizzle. We so focused. What's happening, Cash?
Absolutely.
Boss Hogg, what's good with it, big bruh?
Oh, man, I love your grind, man. I love your focus, man. This is definitely, you know what I'm saying, one of the major points that we had to hit when we, you know what I'm saying, came up with our promo scheme. So shout out to Dialansky for, you know, blessing us, you know, with this opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you already know I'm going to hold you guys down. I mean, y'all are radio hosts yourself, so you actually, you know what I'm saying, fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what's so crazy about this whole thing is, like, I mean, we help each other out and everything, but, like, having the interview with Cold Cash here and then even me interviewing on Soul Focus with you guys, I mean, it's such necessary parts because we're all artists ourselves. So, I mean,
this whole
thing we doing and the way everybody hustles is a beautiful thing. And I'm going to say it again, you know, Cash, you grind, homie. Your music, not only that, I noticed too. Look, he's the only dude I know that really, too, if he posts something on Facebook and he'd be having like 180 likes, he right back and tag everybody like good looking on just liking this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some real shit right there.
I mean, you know, and that's, you know, I tell people, Soul Focus ain't just a name we came up with. It's the lifestyle we live, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we Soul Focus Radio. That's, you know what I'm saying, because we really focus on shit. And it's a thing, all you artists listening, like Don Ask, you said, we have our own show, but we still understand the importance of that promo, you know what I'm saying? So we reach out to our affiliates and come at them on the artist end because any artist in the game need promotion. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So follow suit, artists, you know what I'm saying? Get with this team. You know, let us create that visibility and that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? We using our team. So y'all niggas definitely need to use our team.
And that shows you a lot, too. It's like, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and you talk to them about promotion and this and that. And, you know, at first they're hesitant to actually, you know, pay some money and this and that because it all does sound like a scheme. I mean, not sound like it, but in their own minds. But then when you got people that have their own radio stations that are affiliating with other radio stations, it's like, look, we practice what we speak. You know what I'm saying? And so that's definitely what's up. Well, you always know, you know what I'm saying, Boss Hogg. I hold you down, man. In fact, I've been bumping your track. I'm gonna say it wrong just because it's not funny. Big Boy Swag, is that it?
Yeah. Big Boy Swag, man. That's actually off my free, you know what I'm saying, street album that y'all can go get at piff.com. He's back, and it's actually hosted by Cold Cash. So make sure y'all
go
get that for free, you know what I'm saying? He's back. Boss Hogg, he's back, hosted by Cold Cash.
Absolutely. So how did you guys get together since I have you on the phone? As far as I know you're in Buffalo, you know what I'm saying, but did y'all know that? You know, did y'all know each other before that, or how did that kind of come around?
I mean, when I got out here, I was an artist. I was in my artist tip, and, you know, Cold Cats was grinding the same way y'all see him doing right now, so it was easy. He was visible, you know what I'm saying? And me being the hustler I am, I was trying to reach out to the cats on that grind, so he was one of the first cats out here that I linked with just because his presence was so heavily felt out here. So, and then, you know, we clicked up because we was both real niggas and real recognized real, and we just been rocking out and, you know, and creating all, every avenue we can. We just been rocking out together. So I'm a fan of Cold Cats, as well as that being my partner and my brother. You know, I'm a fan of him. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of his grind. I'm a fan of his music. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of his acting. You know what I'm saying? I'm just an all-around Cold Cats fan. So I'm here as a fan right now. Fuck me being so focused right here.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Now, actually, that kind of leads into my other question. So tell these people about, and then talking to Cash now, about the movie, The Bartenders, correct?
Yes, sir. Bartenders, man. Movie I starred in, you know what I'm saying? They got me in there playing the crazy goon role, you know what I'm saying? And it all started out, you know what I mean? It was the beginning of A.K. Reed, artist, and I can say artist, producer, writer, director, all of that. But he actually wrote the movie and all of that. And it was going to be the beginning of his video for one of his singles, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
once he started filling the roles with the people for the, you know, the different roles and the characters for the roles, you know what I'm saying, it kind of made sense to just keep it going, you know what I mean? It was bigger than just a beginning of a video. So, you know, we shot for 2.5 years. The movie, nobody in the movie is an actor. It's all artists, you know what I'm saying, all out of the Buffalo, New York area, you know what I'm saying? And we filmed it here. We filmed it in Toronto. We filmed for 2.5 years. It didn't have a script. So when you see it, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely amazing to see what we pulled off without a script and a budget, you know what I mean? But I think it's definitely one of the best, you know, underground, low-budget movies that Destin came out in the last couple years, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And how do the people find it? Is there a website to go so they can purchase it and definitely get that going?
What we about to do is I'm actually working on getting it on Netflix right now, you know what I'm saying? So soon
okay.
You'll be able to get it on Netflix. At the same time, you know what I'm saying, I got it on DVD for anybody who want it, you know what I mean? If you want to get in contact with Dyer Lansky, he gets in contact with me, or you can get in contact directly with me and give me your address, man. I'll make sure you get a copy of that movie, no matter where you at.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then also, too, maybe, you know, I'll get a picture of the movie, you know, cover. I've seen it a bunch of times, and a link that either goes to your Reverb Nation or something like that so they can contact you for it, and I can put that on dive4productions.com, and it can lead them just straight to you so we can make that happen.
Oh, you already know. We make that happen ASAP.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, man, Bartar, we appreciate you rocking with us. I'm actually, since you're a fan, I'm going to get into some more music. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm going to be here 2 hours. You already know how it is, man. Cold Cash, keep grinding. Stay focused. You know what I'm saying? I think the next show we got, I think, is Set 'Em Down Radio. So just make sure y'all tune in. You know, we're going to be on the road heavily with this Cold Cast. And, you know, everybody that support me or support our movement need to support this. You know what I mean? The single dropping on New Year's Eve, make sure y'all cop that, 99 cents. And y'all can go get 14 free mixtapes from Cold Cast before you spend your 99 cents.
Oh, yeah. By the way, he said 14. He said 14, Dyer Lansky, and about, let me see, it's 14 now. Give me about 2-3 more weeks, it's going to be about 20 on there. So y'all make sure y'all go to that piff bag because you know your boy on this grind.
And I told you that, again, I think it wasn't even my interview when I called off the Hawk and Cash show. It was like actually I think like 2 weeks before my interview or something like that. And I was like, man, this, like every day, because I wasn't familiar with your music at the time. But, you know, for a good 3 weeks straight, I was hearing different albums every day for like 2.5 weeks.
Oh,
and it was all new.
This
wasn't archived from 1990, whatever, you know what I'm saying? This shit was all new.
The whole concept behind that was Mixtape Mondays, you know what I mean? And the reason why I do that is because I understand that the powers that be, man, and them labels and all of that, they respect numbers, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, if y'all ain't going to give the indies a legitimate shot, man, and we just going to outwork y'all and run circles around y'all, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel. I feel like, you know, if you want to give the chances to all of these industry cats that be talking about they got two mixtapes and they be doing this and doing that, then I'm going to just embarrass them, put them to shame, and then you got to explain to me why, you know what I'm saying, why cats like me ain't getting no deal, you know what I'm saying? And that was my whole motivation, Dylansky, you already know.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to, you know, I know you said you kind of, you know, I hate hearing that, but, you know, doing just fine. I actually got some Twitter requests already for it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go into this cold cash, doing just fine. I'm sitting here with the team right now, you know what I'm saying? But with, like Boss Hart said, you know, we fans right now, and this part is for you. So definitely cold cash, doing just fine. Let's do this. Doc 4 Radio.
Go.
Money on my mind. They ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. Got them dollars on my brain and that money on my mind. I'm about that paper, and I ain't talking paper routes. I'm talking getting big fixes, that's what this life's about. Getting that cheese, make it do what it do. Breaking bread with the bosses and my little man's too. If my little man's eating, then you know about the rest of the group. We sick, just like swine flu. The game, the change, the rules stay the same. Nowadays these lames hustle for the fame and the change. I stay up in my lane, do it for the right reason. Get my dough all year, don't matter what season. I wake up in the morning with that money on my mind. They ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. When it's fine, thinking about it, woke up doing the same. All day do my thing with the same mind frame. You could tell I'm about that money, just listen to my name. Cold cash as you could see, I'm all about my change. I'm a boss, got my own, that's the reason that I fought. Going hard, I'm the best, like I'm Khaled and Rick Ross. On my dean for the cream. If the money was at work, cold cash would be a fiend. I'm addicted to the green. It's something about the presidents, they help me through my day. They say you gotta pay the plate, so I gotta handle business, keep my ducats in a line. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell them doing just fine. I wake up in the morning with that money on my mind. They ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. Focus and determined, stay grinding for the cake. On a money-driven mission, never mind all the hate. I done made a lot already, but it's never enough. I'm connected to the Benjis like we got on cuffs. More money, more problems, no money, more problems. Big stacks, money bags, best way to solve them. Big bills, small bills, change, it all fit the same. I'd rather be rich and have to endure the strain than to have to live broke. Being broke is a joke with nobody laughing with you, everybody taking votes. The broke cats say it cause you really made it. They got their nose turned up, they feel you overrated. The groupies feel the opposite, all on your doorstep. Wanna be your wifey for the money and the rest. Better watch your step, I know I'm watching mine. Cause if they ask you how I'm doing, say I'm doing fine. I wake up in the morning with that money on my mind. They ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. If they ask you how I'm doing, tell I'm doing just fine. Just fine.
Die For Radio. That's that doing just fine. You know what I'm saying? Cole Cash, he's our special guest right now. And definitely still on that track, man. But I know what you're saying about your own music because, honestly, Boss Hogg is the one that got me to go back and listen to Waiting. I know one of my favorite songs that I did to him was Waiting. But I never listened to my own music. And he kept on telling me, he's like, dude, that's for real, you know. So I went back and listened to it. And actually, that's kind of one of the songs I can, like, if it comes on the shuffle or something like that, you know, because I keep my music on my phone in case I run into somebody or something, you know what I mean? But I'll tell you, I'm the same exact way, man. Once I do a song, but you know what a lot of people don't know too is when you're involved in a song as an artist, and like I'm a producer myself, you know, you hear that song for the first time by either the first 808 or the first hi-hat, you know what I'm saying? And then you build the beat or whatever. Then you have to write to it. Then you have to record to it. Then you mix it and master it and then put it out for it. Well, I mean, by the time that happens, you're almost tired of the song. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like it's like, you know, when you cooking a meal, you know what I'm saying? You cook it, and then when it's time to eat, you don't want to eat because you just smelt all of the food so long, you know. And it's the same way with me with this music, man. Like I say, I'm a lab rat. I'm in the studio so much, you know what I'm saying? I get tired of hearing my own voice sometimes.
Yep. No, I agree with you, man. But you do a lot of music too, man. So, like, I'd be sick of myself too if I did that many songs. Okay, I'd be like,
man,
I'd be trying to create another personality and shit just to do more songs. Like, you know?
But that's another reason, to be honest with you, man. That's another reason I took on the, you know, working alongside Boss Hogg, you know what I'm saying? Because the radio show allowed me to do something different. The acting allowed me to do something different. Clothing designing allowed me to use a different talent that I got other than his voice, you know what I'm saying? When you get, you know, you hear yourself go.
Bear Down, right? Not to interrupt you, I'm sorry, but I've seen him, right? The Bear Down sweaters.
Yeah, I got the Bear Down exclusives clothing line, man. Anybody want articles, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I'm one of them cut out the middleman people. So, you know, if you ever want to get something from me, man, you could definitely come directly to me and get it. I got hoodies, I got T-shirts, I got baseball tees, sweatshirts, kid tees, infant tees, all of that. So, you know, if you want it and it's upper body, man, Bear Down exclusives is the brand to get it from.
That's what's up. So we're going to definitely – I see Buffalo's in the house right now. So I'm going to go to 716-465. You're on Die For Radio with Cold Cash and Dire Nasty. What's cracking with you?
N-E-S-T-O, the instant for nasty. What up, Die For? What up, Cold Cash?
Nesto, the instant for nasty. What's good with you, bro?
Not much. I'm actually called staying up past my bedtime to rock out with you guys for a little while.
Actually, I got to shout out all three of y'all, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Being on the West Coast here, like, eight, you know, when I started 8:30, I know that's 11:30 for y'all, but that's a prime time, you know, that's a peak time in L.A. because nobody's really gone out yet, you know what I'm saying? It's not too late, so I commend y'all for always rocking with me in the East Coast. I know I always keep, you know what I'm saying, Boss Hogg past his bedtime or whatnot, but, yeah, big shout-out to y'all for rocking, man.
No problem, bro.
My job asked me, could I come in at 5 in the morning, so I thought I'll just call in, I'll show my support before I hit the hay to get up at 4.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, give yourself a big shout-out real quick and tell these people what you got new, and we'll let you get back to bed over there, man.
It's your boy Nesto. I actually shot the video for my song, Too Right to Be Wrong, today. Because the director said he's gonna be working on it all night, and he said it should be up on the internet for everybody to view by like 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So right when I get the link, you already know how I do it. The whole entire world gonna see it.
Absolutely.
So you can hit me up on Facebook, Ernest Nesto Wright, on Twitter @young_Nest, or if you try and get to me direct, you can get home, hit me up at elwj@gmail.com, and that's for bookings and all that other stuff. But now I'm just chilling, working on the City on the Map album. Actually, the album is pretty, like I said last week, the album is pretty much done. All I'm waiting for is the tracks from Lil Wit and Jaden Cash, and then the album is ready and just waiting for whenever I'm ready to put it out.
Dope. And it's a dope album, man. It is a dope album. But like I said, man, I really appreciate you always showing your support, even though you got to wake up early. I'm going to let you go, you know, get some sleep and wrap up. Is it cold in Buffalo? Because it's been raining, a little chilly here. I don't want to say the temperature because I'm in Cali and y'all are going to laugh and say chilly, but is it cold out there right now or is it pretty nice?
Oh, man. It's so cold. I'm just looking at the sky like, all right, snow already.
Oh, man. I can't fuck with that. I can't fuck with that. But big shout out to Nesto, man. We definitely, when you get that link, I'll get that on die4productions.com too so people can peep it.
All right, no doubt.
For sure. Well, definitely. Buffalo in the house. And that's one thing I got to give y'all, man. Like, even when I first started messing with you guys too, the amount of support you get from Buffalo is outstanding because you put too many people in a circle, you know, and the way Buffalo sounds to me is kind of like Riverside, where I grew up. Everybody knows what each other's doing and stuff like that. You can tend to get a lot of haters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about you and not necessarily in a good way, but I mean, y'all pretty much hold each other down, man. That's good shit, especially you, you know, not even being from Buffalo originally. I mean, you got huge support out there.
But I'm a keep it real with you, Dyer Lansky, man. This ain't come easy, man. And the reality and the reality of it all is that, you know, me being from Milwaukee is my gift and my curse when it comes to Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? I love Buffalo to death, but this is one of the most dividedest cities in the world. Like it ain't no unity out here. Like I threw two Buffalo United concerts with 15 acts. Our artists don't see you getting a view of the few people that got a little bit of sense. You know what I'm saying? Me, Boss Hog. But if we got 600 artists in our city, you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
You know, you can only imagine when everybody going for the crown and everybody want to be the king. It ain't no, you know, ain't no no Indians. It's all chiefs. Everybody think they this and everybody think they that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I do what I do to a certain degree when it comes to thanking people, shouting people out on Twitter and all of that, because, you know, I got a real feeling and a real understanding of people not supporting you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I said like Riverside, like I'm from Riverside, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of, like you said, there's, you know, 400 rappers there, and everybody think they're the king. You know, not always is that going to be a good situation at all.
Right.
And, you know, too, when I first heard Boss Hog, too, when I, again, calling up So Focus and you guys, and, you know, I listened to people's voices, and I didn't know anything about Boss Hog, and I was like, man, he sound like I met him in, like, Compton or South Central or something. He sound like he's from Buffalo. You know what I'm saying?
Man. I mean, I tell the people all the time, man, don't get the area code twisted. I'm a Cali baby, you know what I'm saying? South Central, Los Angeles. That, you know, I carry that on my back, you know what I'm saying? I love it. And then, to me, it's an asset because, you know, like, I could expose the Eastie, I could bridge it, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I try to do, you know what I'm saying? I try to be an asset to my West Coast niggas by exposing them out this way and vice versa, you know. So that's why, you know, you see people like Nesto, you know, getting Young Kanai on tracks and, you know, Lil Wits on tracks, and we really trying to bridge that gap. So, that you know, that's our lane, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, we take where we from and you know, and just bridge the gaps.
And then, too, Dyer-Lansky, you got to realize, man, I ain't from here either. So you talking to two people that ain't from here, like, If you was conducting this same interview with anybody else from Buffalo, man, it'd be a whole different vibe. I think me being from the Midwest and Boss Hog being from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? We seen something a little bit different. On the West Coast, y'all kind of unifying, you know what I'm saying? I done seen the gangs truce up, you know what I'm saying? I seen the Bloods and Crips unify. I seen the artists start to unify. I done seen all kind of truces. In Milwaukee, the same way. But in Buffalo, you know, it's kind of hard because we hood-oriented. So if you ain't from a certain block, we don't rock with you. You know what I mean? Out this way.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
so
in the West, we kind of had to take the role the South was doing, you know, because if you know, the West, we had our thing, the East had our thing, and the South figured out if we going to get our position in the game, we got to link up. And now, you know what I'm saying, they kind of the hub of the industry because of that. So the West Coast niggas had to go back to, you know what I'm saying, we had to pay attention to that. Now we try, you know, I'm proud to say we is trying to bring it together down West. So shout out to my Left Coast niggas, you know.
And I'm watching this too. So I mean, it's crazy that you all bring that up because I'm witnessing a lot of these things. And I work with a lot of these dudes from Westside Connection and that whole camp and everything. And you're seeing them reunite with dudes that they hadn't messed with since they first like signed their priority deals and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's like, okay, you know, we really need to bring this good music back, and we're only going to do that with unity. You know, and like Boss and I were talking about yesterday, power in numbers. I mean, we got to get together the people that have the like minds, and what Cold Cash was saying is a few people that have sense. You got to stick with them, and we got to make sure that our voice is heard, but in the right way. You know what I'm saying? And so, no, I definitely feel that. And I guess I am just seeing what you all have a Buffalo back. I'm saying it too because both of y'all ain't from Buffalo, and the following you have. So definitely, that's what's up. That's what's up. But Cold Cash, so how long now have you been rapping since your first? Now I don't want to say first song, but since you dropped your first album to now, how many years has that been?
First one, I'm gonna say I started doing. I'm gonna say about 3 years now. If you want to go back to the first project I actually dropped, and the first project I dropped only had three of my songs on it. And out the gate, I was showing love. My first project was called Cha-Ching. You know what I'm saying? And it was 15 tracks. Three of them was mine, and the other 12 was other artists. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was okay. My first project, and that was 3 years ago. And since then, you know, I've been on I started off doing a lot of shows. I did more shows in the beginning than I did drop actual projects. You know what I'm saying? Like, I opened for a whole lot of people. But, so that was where my start started. I started pretty much on the stage more so than in a studio. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard you mention that you tend to listen to kind of a lot more R&B where there's some singing and then, you know, maybe a rap verse. Did you grow up listening to a different type of music? Like, I'll tell you straight up, I grew up listening to blues, like blues and boogie-woogie and kind of some, you know, old South kind of prohibition type sound of music. You know what I'm saying?
Did you
grow up listening to a certain type of music?
Well, I grew up, I was born in 79, so I'm old. I ain't new to this, you know what I'm saying? So I've been through all the generations of music. I saw the whole 80s, I saw the 90s, I saw the 2000s, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of got a, growing up, man, I got a glimpse of everything. I got a glimpse of that Nas and the Firm. I got a glimpse of Jay-Z and his heyday in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of pop. I got a lot of Tupac, you know what I'm saying, from up there. When Pac got killed, I was in the car crying. You know what I mean? No Limit and Cash Money before when BG was the star on Cash Money, not when Wayne
Chopper
was
City.
Around. When,
Chopper,
yeah, Chopper City,
homie.
Right. You know what I'm saying, and all of that. So, you know, I'm like a melting pot, man. Like I say, Milwaukee was definitely a melting pot for a lot of different music. 8-Ball, MJG, UGK, you know what I'm saying, all of that. Space Age Pimpin' and all of that. That's when I was a too short, you know what I'm saying? So I got a feel for everything, you know what I mean?
And we only a year apart because if I'm not mistaken, you're October 23rd, 79, right?
Right, right.
I'm October 24th, 1980.
Oh, yeah, see? Perfect. That's why we click like that.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But, yeah, like I was saying, my musical influence wasn't really the rap side. Like, I think I listen to more songs that's melodic because I'm a realist and I like people who keep it 100. And nowadays, these rappers don't give me that. You know what I'm saying?
I'd much rather listen to
a real R&B type of song with one rap, two rap verses on it than I would a whole rap song that's going to feed me a bunch of garbage. So, you know, that's my reason for that.
Yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of records. You know what I'm saying? It didn't matter what kind of genre it was. In fact, my sister was really into, like, Broadway musicals. And
right.
The way
right.
we kind of connected is I used to go to the musicals with her, and there was actually some musicals that I went and saw with her, and I ended up sampling from rap beats. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm a big record dude, so that's really kind of where I was going. Was it, you know, not just hip hop, but you know, growing up, especially you know what you're, and a lot of my music influenced what my parents listened to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it got me kind of excited about music. So we got an 818-792 caller. You live on the radio with Doc 4 and Cold Cash. What's happening?
T motherfucking Lee. Man, I bet I hit 7 out the gate. It's your boy Lil Dick with it.
That's what's up. What's up with you, my dude?
Man, you know, calling in, rocking out, man. You know how we do.
Coalition, the fam, you know what I'm saying, the team. What do, Cole Cass? I see you, my nigga.
Get with it. What's poppin', bruh?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, to apologize, man, I didn't get to give you a full interview, man, but, you know, you big time, man. You're going to get that love, man, you know what I'm saying? But I'm shouting you. I saw my love and support for you, you feel me?
Oh, man, you ain't got to apologize to me, brother. Boss, I held it down for you, man, and shit. Long as I got to talk to you for 2-3 minutes, man, that was good enough for me, man. You
but
know,
I didn't want that, man. I didn't want Boss to hold that, man. I felt like that. I hold that, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was my interview, man. You know, I felt cheated. I was like, that was my shit. But, no, it was all good, though. The show still cracked, man. But I'm showing my love, man. You know, fucking with Tyler Lansky. Good news to you, man. I'm gonna shoot that music to you, but it ain't even about me and you today. It's Cold Cash, man. I'm rocking with my nigga, man. You know I'm doing just fine. If I'm calling in right now, you feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm coming out that way, man. When I touch down out that way, man. Me, you, Boss, gotta come with me, man. Me, you, Boss, Ready gotta come. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
we gonna get up with Dyer Lansky, man,
way,
and we gonna make it a movie.
If you come this way, you're not going back to Buffalo. I'm just gonna let you know. You know what I'm saying? You
oh man,
you
I was gonna tell you. I was gonna tell you and Dyer Lansky the same thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. My homie Wayne G from Die For, he came out here once, literally once. He was here for like 8 days. We rocked the show. He went back to Chicago. This dude born and raised in the Chicago, you know what I'm saying? You know how people from Chicago is. They definitely rolled. He was like scared to tell his homies, like, yo, I'm moving back to L.A. like next month. And like, you know, like he was like, so, no, definitely, I can't wait to have y'all out, man. We can get it in for real, for real.
Well, you already know, man. We family. It's about that time I take that trip. I ain't never been to the Fresh Coast, man. So, you know, I got to get out that way, man. Every time I look at Lil Whit pictures with them cigars, man, it make me want to come out there even more, man.
Well, you know, you feel me?
That's that Cali life. That's that Cali life. Well, definitely, man. Lil Whit, tell these people, you know, about your show and how they can find you real quick, and we even go back into some Cold Cash music.
Man, you can find your boy on Blog Talk Radio with the Coalition, man. We got the Turned Up Tuesdays cracking, you know what I'm saying? I'm on Tuesdays following, my, you know what I'm saying, my boy Mr. Raw from the Dirty Basement, you know what I'm saying? Turf Wars Tuesdays follows right after that, 5 p.m. That's 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 to 10 Eastern Time. You can find your boy on Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying, and or Google your boy, but on Reverb Nation, I'm the real Lil Whit. If when they say California, that's me. If they say Vegas, anything else, it's not me. Lil Whit on Reverb Nation, LILWHIT. I'm on YouTube, ZapPiff, MySpace, Facebook. Type me up. I fuck with you. I network. Type me in. I'm humble. I chop it up with all my fans. I stay one-on-one. After you get off the Turf Wars Tuesday, though, you're going to run into Greenleaf and you're going to run into the Diaspora. Man, just fuck with this coalition. We're doing big things, man. I'm fucking with my boy Justify. Shout out to everybody, Global Coastal, doing their thing. Diaspora Radio for always having your boy back, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that fuck with us, you know what I'm saying? That's how you can get with Lil Whit. They're right there on one of them shows, Tuesdays for sure.
Absolutely. And it goes down with this coalition and any people listening right now. Again, we're not just trying to say it to say it. This whole coalition that we have going is crazy. I mean, and it's every day something else is happening. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Turned Up Tuesdays. Also, before the Turf War, it's Dirty Basement, the mixtape show.
Right.
With Mr. Ron I. King, right? So definitely get it in. Well, we're going to definitely go into some music, a little bit rock out with us. We still got Familiar on, you know what I'm saying, later on, and definitely some music to bump and some good tunes. So we appreciate you.
I got a request, though, man. Can I hear that Man Down? I don't know if you got it, man, that Man Down.
That's actually what I was just about to play right now was that Cold Cash Man Down.
For sure.
All right, for sure. So we got, you know what I'm saying, requests. We got Cold Cash. We got the Soul Focus team definitely representing. And then we're going to go into this Cold Cash Man Down on Die 4 Radio. Let's do it.
Lil Whit, what's up?
Five zero six.
For the homie Cocaine is dropping his album January 10th, y'all. Be ready for that. Shut the fuck up and cut the check. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing real big. So, Cold Cash, man, hey, we really appreciate having you rock with us, man. You got any last words for these people and let them know whatever new you got going? And obviously, they're going to be hearing from you when you do got something new. But, you know what I'm saying? Tell a little bit of these people before you take off and exactly what you got going on.
Man, first and foremost, before I start, man, y'all make sure y'all get that Cocaine, man. That's the big, big, big homie, you know what I'm saying? We all got to say that because he done put in that work. So when he say, shut the fuck up and get that, you shut the fuck up and get that project, man, you know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be that thing, you know what I'm saying? And shouts out to Dire Lansky, man. Check his music out, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely doing his thing, and y'all got to hear that Mind Is Gone. That's my shit, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie Lil Wit, man, you know what I mean? Lil Wit out there getting it in. His name fit him, you know what I'm saying? Lil Get With It, definitely getting it in. So you already know, man. Shouts out to the whole Ink Kills and all of them out there, man. Justified, Boss Hizzle, my Nizzle, my whole whole Soul Focus Radio family. And, man, them my shout-outs. And as far as what I got going on, man, just check me out, man. Get at me about that Bartenders movie. Get at me about the Bear Down Exclusives clothing line. You can check me out on Twitter, man, at Cold Cash Johnny. Get at me on Facebook, at Johnny Cold Cash, you know what I'm saying? I got a fan page, too, and you can go right directly to that from the Johnny Cold Cash page. Other than that, man, let me see. What else I got? Oh, the Mixtape Mondays. Be on the lookout, you know what I'm saying, on natpiff.com. Every Monday I'm going to start putting out another mixtape. So, you know, y'all can okay. have some more music to hold y'all over until the project come out. And then we got that single
Absolutely.
Doing just fine. And then we got that Doing Just Fine single dropping on New Year's Eve, man. Y'all make sure y'all get that. That's going to be off the Cold Cash album, you know what I mean? But we're going to drop that single first, then hit y'all with an EP. Then we're going to go into the album, you know what I mean? And, man, just check me out, man. I'm out here. I'm focused. I'm trying to, you know, I'm with helping people. So if y'all need any help with anything, any kind of assistance on anything, man, don't hesitate to ask your boy. I'm with it.
Absolutely. And once again, man, it's a privilege having you on here. You know, I definitely respect everything you guys do and you personally do, and your grind is just impeccable, my dude, and that's just a big salute for me, you know what I mean? And let's just keep it going, man. And again, just much love for rocking with Die For Radio, man. We love having you on here.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all for having me, man. You know it's an honor and a privilege to be on shows like this, you know what I'm saying, because y'all ain't got to do what y'all doing. Y'all showing love, man, and y'all keeping it 100 with us indies, man, and y'all helping us push. So you know it's all respect, all love, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's Cold Cash, definitely representing, holding down everything that they do. They staying focused, you know what I'm saying? And it's just a privilege, and again, having people that hustle like that to be on shows like this. And big shout out from Die For and Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to this 818 call, 818-263. Looks like hold down the valley. What's up? You on Die For Radio?
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's King. Bobby Jr.
Oh, what's good, homie? Definitely, definitely. I'm glad you got to check in. For those people who definitely don't know who you are, why don't you shout yourself out real quick, because I definitely got some new songs to play, and they are hot. So tell these people who you are.
I go by King J.R. My name is my real name is Bobby Brown Jr., though. So, you know, I'm just, you know, doing this music shit.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when did you drop this mixtape that you had that you just did? And I'll tell you, man, I just listened to almost the whole thing, and it just sounds great. When did this happen right now?
I actually dropped the mixtape on Halloween.
Okay. And how's the response been from your listeners and everything? Because I'll tell you what, I was a little blown away, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man.
Yeah, I mean, the response has been lovely. Everybody's been loving the sounds that I've been bringing. It's my first project that I dropped, so, I mean, I couldn't be more excited about it. You know, I've been working on the project for, like, about two years, and I redid the project, like, 2 to 3 times, and I finally got my sound right, so I decided to drop the project on Halloween, and everybody's just loving it. So I'm just enjoying it and taking it all in and keeping myself humble at the same time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to make sure, too, for the listeners that anytime I work with somebody on my show, my dude, I make sure that link is on my page where they can go directly and download it on DatHiff. So I'll make sure all the listeners get to that. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely in L.A. What's going to be new for you? Are you working on an album? Are you working on another mixtape? What's the next step?
Right now, I mean, I'm definitely working on another project. I'm always working on multiple projects at the at the same time. I'm also working on placements, and really I'm just the main thing I'm focusing on right now, though, is shooting all these visuals to the project, because as you know, I got 23 bangers on the mixtape, and I want to get at least a good 10 visuals just to go hard, you know, just to come out strong. And I'm just going to continue to do that with my mixtapes. Every time I drop a mixtape, I want to have a ton of dope visuals for it. So right now, I'm just really focused on getting these visuals. I just dropped the Dead President's visual on YouTube about 5 days ago. The feedback from that is great also. So, you know, me and my cameraman is moving right now.
And it's crazy. When I saw that track on there, I said, I wonder if he, you know, used the actual beat, because, you know, that's my arrow right there. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely love that track, and I love hearing new people rap and stuff like that. This is what I grew up listening to, so you know what I'm saying, that was definitely a dope track. Is that the single that you pushing right now with the Dead Presidents, or when you dropped in October, there was a certain single that you were pushing?
Nah, that's not a single, because as you know, that's not my beat, so it can't be a single.
Yeah,
but that was, you know, it was just a viral video I put out. So I want to do a lot of videos to my tapes, and that was not one of my strongest songs, because I think the whole mixtape is strong in general. But that was like the first song that I wanted to do a video to, because I, you know, it's just me speaking the real and giving and paying my respect and homage to hip hop. Real hip hop, not rap right now, but like, you know, the real hip hop.
And I'll tell you what, man, I mean, I was born in 1980, I'm 33 now, you know what I'm saying? And your pops, man, he has a lot to do with the way hip hop is. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm a New Edition fan, you know what I mean? So's our boy Todd Davis. Big shout out to Todd Davis, man, because that's definitely my homie.
Yeah, big shout out to Todd, man.
And I definitely, you know, got a lot of respect for him and his grind as well and everything he does. He called me up and was like, yo, you know. So I was excited to have you call in on the show, man, and definitely look at it. Look, I'm going to play some music real quick. I'm honestly going to go to this Pot of Gold. I was feeling this track, man. Like, really, tell me a little bit about this track.
Pot of Gold. Okay, so Pot of Gold, I got a wife for you. I got a lady. So I decided to write a track about, you know, how she makes me feel and how, you know, the previous relationships that I've been in have been, you know, messed up because they were looking for the wrong things. And, you know, the lady I'm with now is just, you know, she motivated. Like, I was kind of, like, on a downslide when I met her. So then she, you know, she kind of picked me up off my feet and motivated me to, you know, go harder with this and not to give up. So, I dedicated that track to her and Pot of Gold. I got a label named Gold Blooded, so it's like, Pot of Gold is like, if you're not looking for the Pot of Gold, like, tell me what you're looking for so I can know. Like, don't, you just got to keep it real with me, you feel me?
Yeah, and I felt the emotion in the song, and I think that's why it appealed to me, because again, a lot of music we grew up listening to still had the substance and emotion to it. So when I hear songs that kind of have that, you know, it kind of pulls me out, like, oh, okay, you know, I definitely like that. So I'm going to show these people, because we got a lot of people on the line, you know what I'm saying, this Pot of Gold with King JR. And we're going to make sure that you all get the mixtape. It's definitely vibing out there in that piff and definitely getting the recognition it needs, and everything sounds great. I'll tell you, too, I'm an engineer, my dude, and the album sounds phenomenal when I was bumping it earlier. So
Thank you, I truly appreciate that.
Ain't no problem. We're going to bump this song for the people. King JR, the Pot of Gold on Die 4 Radio.
Let's go. Damn, this shorty so goddamn fly. I would be so stupid just to let her walk by. And I'd approach her first like, what's your name? What's your sign? Gemini. I say, can we kick it, baby, you and I? Me and you, spend some time so I can get to know your mind. They say beauty is an eye of the beholder. Girl, you're wise, so you'll be fine. Never listen to them niggas telling lies, cause you see right through that gang, even when it's in disguise. And don't be mad, girl, you bad girl, but I hope you ain't with it for the cash, girl, like the last girl. You get left for the past, girl, real fast, girl. Now usually I won't tell you that, but I wanna know where your head is at, so I know where we headed to. If we breaking up or we staying cool, can I just be with you? Can I trust you, love you, and know that you won't fuck up, boo? Cause I've been there, I'm done with that, I'm good with it, I ain't going back to. If you down with me, then tell me that, and if you went with it, then fall back, We could be in a whip, shape shifting, switching lanes, shawty, I'm different. So focused on my business, sometimes I don't have the time. But shawty, that don't mean that you ain't always on my mind. Like it's a crime, the way you hold it down when I'm out of town. Let me know you really care, I want you around. Better than the girls in my past, see, I'm trying to be the nigga that can always make you laugh. We've been moving slow, ain't no need in moving
want this to last. Baby girl, let's get this cash. You're my queen, I'm your king. Girl, don't worry about a thing. See, it's us against the world. Shawty, this ain't just a flame, yeah. Started with a dollar and a dream. Now I got my queen on the scene with the fucking team. Said I started with a dollar and a dream. Now my queen on the scene with the fucking team. Let's go.
Definitely, definitely exclusive right there on Die 4 Radio, Pot of Gold with King JR, man. That track's hot. Like I said, I feel the emotion. The beat sounds good. Everything sounds clean. I mean, that's what's up right there, homie.
Thank you, thank you. And shout out to Jay Dreams from Atlanta. That's the producer of the track, James Worthy.
Absolutely. And, I seen he actually has a few tracks on the mixtape.
Yes.
And
he's actually my in-house producer.
Okay, cool. He's got some heat, man. He's definitely got some heat. Have y'all known each other for a while, or did you meet up by getting the beat from him?
We've known each other for like about 4 to 5 years. When I started working with him, like I was working on Champagne Nightmares, like, so it's crazy. But when I first started talking to him about like music and stuff, like my mind was on music, but it was kind of like, I'll do this, like I want to do this, but. And then as soon as I, started getting serious with it, he just jumped right on board. So he's been my go-to guy ever since, the in-house producer.
That's what's up. Now I do gotta ask you this: when you do songs and finish them, do you show your pops? Has your pops ever been like, "Nah, you need to go back to the drawing board with that," or does he? I mean, you obviously talented and got a good sound. Or is he pretty much kosher with what you do, or does he play that hard father critic?
I show him my music. As you know, he hosts the mixtape, but every song I show him, like he tells me, stuff that I should fix and what he feels just should go this way. But sometimes I don't fix it just because I like to, like when I do my tracks, like I write all my music, I don't ever let anyone write for me. So I feel like if I'm writing for myself and I'm performing the track, I want the track to sound exactly how I wrote in, exactly how it came out. So I don't really do much changing, but I always, I always listen to his advice because, as you know, he's the king of R&B. So, and with me being a singer and a rapper, I got to take his advice sometimes.
And you probably got to say, too, him at your age doing music, he probably wouldn't listen to somebody either. He'd be like, yo, I like the way that came out. You know what I'm saying? So definitely. Well, we're going to hit this call line real quick. I got the 941 area code. I think this is my boy Jay Souls from Die 4. What's happening, Die 4 Radio?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, it's my boy Jay Souls. We on the line with King JR.
King JR, what's going on?
This
is one of my artists, JR, that definitely, holds down this whole Die 4 Productions, Die 4 Radio thing. So, but definitely, man, what you think about that track? This sounded pretty good, huh, Souls?
Yeah, it's dope. It sounds good, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like engineer writer, it sounds good. Not only was it dope, but it sounds good, and that's important nowadays.
Yes, key sound is quality over quantity.
And like I said, I was bumping it before the show. Out of my speakers, and they're like, every track as it goes through, I was like, man, that sounds nice. So definitely, man, we rocking out. Like I said, you kind of said what's new, but, what do you want to do that maybe is not in the plans yet, but definitely another goal that you want to kind of accomplish going into 2014?
Going into 2014, I definitely want to expand my fan base. Right now, my fan base is not as big as I would like it to be, but that's perfectly fine because I know it's all about the grind and the push, and this is my first project. So, but definitely, I want to expand my fan base. I don't want anyone to put me in a box. I don't want anyone to be like, okay, he's a rapper, okay, he's a singer, because no, I'm not either of those. I'm an artist, which is why I do both, and I write my own music, and I'm also a dancer. So basically, I want to expand my fan base worldwide. I already have a whole bunch of worldwide fans. Like, I got fans in Norway, Germany, Asia, but I just want to expand it more, and I want to do shows everywhere. So basically, I definitely want to see shows in 2014. Definitely a whole bunch of those, if not a tour.
Absolutely, and it's back to where people always made money off of tours. You know what I'm saying, but. Again, when I grew up listening to music, you actually had to go buy a CD. You couldn't preview it on iTunes and shit like that, but it's getting back to where live music has to be essential, and you have to have a good live show. I mean, obviously, your music has that energy, so you'll be able to do it, but, man, I'll tell you what, I think this whole hip-hop thing and the whole music of substance is coming back around.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
I mean, besides the twerking thing is cool, but I don't think any of that personally should be in music videos, because I think if girls are going to be in music videos, they should either be the leading woman or they should be literally dancing, like hitting steps. Like, I don't think twerking as far as it being in music videos, I think like only strippers should do it. Like, I don't really encourage anyone to twerk. I don't make twerk songs, of course. There's going to be songs that I make that people in the strip clubs are going to twerk to, but as far as me putting twerking in my video, I don't think that's hip-hop, or I don't think that's a part of music. I think, well, I know every girl in my video, they're going to be dancing, like actually hitting steps. They're going to be choreography with me. So, I mean, as far as getting it back to it, getting the feel back of music, like the real feel of music with all the whole dancing and stuff, I want that. I want all of that back. And that's what I'm bringing to the
absolutely.
Table. That's why all my tracks, I want to be real energetic. So when I do get my shows and I do book these shows, throughout the whole show, everybody's just entertained, because at the end of the day, I am an entertainer, and this is what I'm here for.
Absolutely, absolutely. I got my man Boss Hogg on the line. JR, he's actually the CEO of Soul Focus Radio, part of the coalition to this whole thing we got going. Boss, you still rocking with us?
Oh, definitely, and I'm glad I am, man, because that was some phenomenal shit right there, man. Shout out to you. Them DNA, like they say, the apple don't fall far from the tree, man. You definitely picked up that musical gene. So, I mean, I love to have you over at Soul Focus Radio, you know what I'm saying, and get you set up over there in the rotation and stuff to help you execute that plan. You said, like Don said, we got a whole coalition. We got about 20, 30, entities that we can really rock with you with. So, man, get with us, man. Dialeski can set everything up, and I'm excited about, getting you over there and fucking with you, man.
Okay, definitely. I'm definitely for that.
Yes, sir. And salute to you, man. I'm definitely, you just picked up another fan right now.
Oh, man, that's lovely. I really do appreciate it. No other words. I can't even come up with another word to express how much I truly appreciate it.
I appreciate you, because we need some more real music with substance, so I appreciate you for not jumping on the bandwagon of this corniness, and keeping it real.
Yeah, definitely.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Well, real quick, I'm going to have you rock out with us just for a couple minutes. I'm going to go to another song real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to My Time Now, and then we're going to let you, go on your way, but we're definitely going to spread you all over so we can get this music pushed out for you, my man.
Definitely.
So go ahead, rock out with us a second. My time is now. King JR, Die For Radio. Let's do this.
It doesn't stop, doesn't stop. Bitches be walking around the block like rock. It doesn't stop, doesn't stop. Cause bitches be walking around the block like rock.
It's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, say it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, say it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, say it's my time now, fuck later.
Oh, yeah. Said it's my time now. Fuck later, do me a favor, give me no favors. Give me shots with no chasers, headshots with no laser. Red dot, my lead hot, my pencil shoot that shit pop. Write so much shit, stop my flow like Jordan Testa. Okay, I'm reloaded, this ain't a doc, no freeloading. It's gold blooded, yo hoes love it. That shit we know, they be paying these bitches no mind. Oh, that's king shit, hair curly with a fit body. Oh, that's king shit. Okay, let's get it. I'm here to put in work. Let me flip these words. Oh, I heard you need a verse. I'ma need that cash first. And just watch me go berserk. I kill everything I'm on, homie. That's my fucking word. Let's get it.
Said it's my time now. Fuck later. Oh, yeah, said it's my time now. Fuck later. Oh, yeah, said it's my time now. Fuck later. Oh, yeah, said it's my time now. Fuck later. Oh, yeah.
This sad. I need the lights down in the stadium. Make your head knock out the cranium. He's doing too much, there's no taming him. He knows too much, there's no gaming him. They wanna meet the Pied Piper, the Don Dada. Young king in the flesh, who's hotter? You tell me your name, I tell you I got you. Know your thoughts, they're wrong, but I don't care to stop you. Feel the spirit. Holy shit, you feel it. That's the presence of a genius. I was told to be the best. You must eat it, live, breathe it, and sleep it. After you sell your soul, you shall achieve it. Fuck that, there's no fuck around with these demons. Tell the devil I'd rather struggle than to greet him. I pray to God, cause most of you niggas need him. But know the hidden colors and the hidden reasons. I know the people in this world be changing like the seasons.
Said it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, said it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, said it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, said it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, said it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, said it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, said it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah, said it's my time now, fuck later. Oh yeah,
definitely Godful Radio in the house. That's King JR. Definitely got some heat. We definitely going to get that link on the Godfulproductions.com, man. And we really appreciate you stopping by and rocking with us, man. And I'd like to set up, you know what I'm saying, maybe one day I air on Tuesdays and Thursdays a little more, you know, exclusive interview. We can talk a little bit more about what you got going and what you want to do. But I appreciate you rocking with us, man. I'm going to keep your music in rotation. And like I said,
okay, thank you.
And I
appreciate you having me, for real. That's all love. Real talk.
Absolutely.
And everyone that's listening in right now, I'm on Twitter and I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. On Facebook, you can search me up as Bobby Brown Jr. on Twitter, at me, follow me. I go by Real Bobby Jr. on Twitter and Instagram. It's real simple. That's Real, R-E-A-L, Bobby Jr.
Absolutely. And I'll make sure that we get you to these other radio shows and this and that so we can get something cracking, you know, because they all over the country, the people that we mess with. So we definitely want to get you in rotation over there, get you some interviews over there and start spreading it.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So I'm going to holler at you, you know, whether myself or through Todd or whatever, and we'll get everything cracking, my dude.
Okay, for sure. Thank you for having me again.
No problem. And also, I'm in L.A. too, so, you know, saying we need to meet up and get something done or whatever. I'm out here in the valley.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Man,
let's
so.
Link. Oh,
yeah,
I'm out here in the valley too. Let's link.
Yeah, I'm in Sherman Oaks, my dude, so we'll get together.
Okay, for sure.
All right, man. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Definitely. That was, you know what I'm saying, King JR in the house. You know what I mean? Definitely rocking out with Godful Radio. I think my next guest has actually stepped into the house. The 310 caller, you on Godful Radio. What's happening?
Yo,
yo. Yo, yo, is this familiar?
Yes, sir. What's cracking? How you doing,
man? Well, good, man. Appreciate you rocking with us, man. I don't know what was going on with the phone line, so we definitely got it, figured out now. It was crazy. The Big T was like, yo, we can't get through. And I was, like, getting called at the time. So, you know, you never know what happens. You know what I'm saying? Had to throw some duct tape and some super glue on this and shit. But big familiar in the house. How you doing, my dude?
I'm doing all right, Dottie, man. You know, long time no talk, man. I ain't seen you since the West Coast Conference, man.
And it's crazy, too, because I was like friends with Big T on Facebook and this and that and like Twitters and all that. But then since then, we've been running into each other. You know what I'm saying? Because we was even at that Mr. Tan. I guess he performed at the Mr. Tan thing. And I had just missed you, but he was still there. So we'd be running
right
into each other all sorts of ways. But what you got going on, man?
Oh, man, you know, we got my my out-of-body experience coming out. You know, that's my mixtape. It's coming out January 1st. You know, we're getting everything all settled and ready for that. And, you know, been working on a few projects with Overtime Hustling. You know, I said,
yep, that's a banger, too. You hosted that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got tracks on there, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Now I heard you say, though, on Soul Focus that, you know, one of your big influences was Eminem. When Eminem started rapping, is that kind of when you started rapping, or did you have some because you're into hip-hop. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Eminem, who were kind of some of your influences, though?
Oh, man, before him, this may sound funny. Before him, though, it was people like Edgar Allan Poe Shakespeare. And things like, you know what I mean, like, you know, like real artists, you know, because people don't realize that they made real art. They made real, you know, because they rhymed as well, and they made poetry in stories. So, like, my real influences before that were people like them, you know, but then when it got to the music, as far as me taking my poetry into actual, you know, music and forming it to that would be, but before that, man, Edgar Allan Poe, Shakespeare all day, and, you know.
Now, I know you're from Cali. Where'd you grow up in Cali?
Oh, man, San Pedro, California.
Okay, dope. You've been out here all your life.
Yeah, right across from Long Beach, brother, right?
Yep, absolutely. Now, I'm Cali born and bred. I grew up on Riverside. I was there for, 20-something years, and then I started to roam the nation a little bit just to find something different. But no matter what, I'm a Southern Cali boy to the fullest. But one thing refreshing, man, you know, because growing up in the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? We definitely had our share of gangster rap that we listened to growing up and this and that. I like how you, though, are still an MC from the West Coast. And I think, you know, MCs representing the West Coast is coming back, man, I have to tell you. And not saying these gangster rappers weren't MCs, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference from being, you know, a metaphor and simile rapper and stuff like that than to just be kind of a gangster rapper, you know. And I know that's what made the West Coast, but damn, it's nice to have some West Coast lyricists, you know.
And I appreciate honestly that you recognize that, man, because you know that's all I'm trying to do is bring back that real hip hop. You know, I know I'm bringing the West Coast, and I'm not sincerely trying to state, oh, West Coast is the best, but I am trying to bring back that, you know, this West Coast ain't dying down whatsoever as far as real hip hop, and trying to bring that back as well. And also just hip-hop overall, you know, not just the East and the West, you know, nothing, just hip-hop overall because, you know, we've all, if not created it, helped it, build it to where it is now. And I'm just trying to remind people about that.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what, I'm actually going to go into a song of yours. I know you got the single right now, Glass House. That's on the new album that's coming out, correct?
The Glass House?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's on my mixtape. That's coming out January 1st. New Year's Day. It's called My Out of Body Experience, but this track right here called Glass House. Yeah, man, it's a trip.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna rock it out. So, cause we got some, you know, I got some followers that haven't progressed over to Soul Focus and everything yet. So, you know, they may begin to hear you for the first time here. So, before I go to any questions, I want them to hear your music. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, let's rock out with this familiar Glass House one time for your mind on Die For Radio.
I'm shattered away at the words and the things that I say. Could've played with a little bit longer, but I had some shit to break. Paranoid at the people around me, but only when I'm in the light. My left eye is open, so when in the dark I feel better and everything's out of my sight. My glass house is broken, shattered and hopeless. Bringing it down, doing it proud, showing you all of my motives. So where are the pieces? Put it back together now. So I'm working hard inside my glass.
I told you what I was thinking and did what I was feeling. Would you throw a rock in the glass house and break down this entire ceiling? Cause I don't wanna get cut up, no, I don't wanna get cut up, no. Living in this glass house, I'm living in this glass house. If I told you what I was thinking and did what I was feeling, would you throw a rock in the glass house and break down this entire ceiling? Cause I don't wanna get cut up, no, I don't wanna get cut up. So I'm living in this glass house, but I'm trying to break out. I'm shattered away at the things that I always do. Always follow those feelings that are so brand new. Acting out with no regard, so I gotta calm it down a bit. But every endeavor we ever embark, forever will give us the key to restart. With right there, don't break it. You do's it, you blow it. Put it aside, let it subside. I'm showing you how to approach it. So where are the pieces? Put it back together now. Still working hard inside my glass. If I told you what I was thinking and did what I was feeling, would you throw a rock in the glass house and break down this entire ceiling? Cause I don't wanna get cut up, no, I don't wanna get cut up, no. Living in this glass house, I'm living in this glass house. If I told you what I was thinking and did what I was feeling, would you throw a rock in the glass house and break down this entire ceiling? Cause I don't wanna get cut up, no, I don't wanna get cut up. So I'm living in this glass house, but I'm trying to break out. I'm picking it up, all the glass that has fallen down. Could've saved the house from breaking, but I didn't make a sound. Cutting up my hands with glass, now I got a handful of my regrets. It was a haven, a place to be safe, but now we could wallow in sorrow and this. Can't just restart up, just pick all the shards up. Maybe we'll find something of mine, we just gotta hold our parts up, yeah. So where are the pieces? Just leave them down. We leaving here, our old glass house. If I told you what I was thinking and did what I was feeling, would you throw a rock in the glass house and break down this entire ceiling? Cause I don't wanna get cut up, no, I don't wanna get cut up, no. Living in this glass house, I'm living in this glass house. If I told you what I was thinking and did what I was feeling, would you throw a rock in the glass house and break down this entire ceiling? Cause I don't wanna get cut up, no, I don't wanna get cut up. So I'm living in this glass house, but I'm trying to break out. I'm trying to break out. I'm living in this glass house. I'm trying to break out. I'm trying to break out. Living in this glass house. I'm living in this glass house. I'm living in this glass house.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That was the homie Familiar that broke in the house. You know what I'm saying?
That's
y'all,
all right.
Y'all gonna have to change your name pretty soon, cause y'all gonna be balling and be like
right.
Dead Broke. Now I guess keep the name Dead Broke though, cause y'all gonna be on the slide like that. You know what I mean?
That's right. We're just trying to keep it real. You know, until then, we just call ourselves Dead Broke.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we got some people from Soul Focus Radio in the house. Soul Focus, you rocking with us?
Oh, man, you know I had to, man. Familiar in the building, man.
Yeah, Soul Focus.
To be able to have him over there with us. And he another cat that's really taking advantage of this coalition and you know what I'm saying, putting that grind in. So yeah, I love that glass house, man, and I love just your grind. So how focused you is. So anybody who's so focused, I'm fucking with them. So
appreciate it.
Shout out.
That's
to
right.
You.
Anybody, hey, and shout out, man, for anybody that's so focused, you know where to go at, man.
No doubt. So keep grinding, man. Keep that good music going. You know what I'm saying? Like I just said to King Jr., man, we need more music of substance. And cats like y'all that's bringing that, man, we need y'all. So, you know, keep that
appreciate
going.
That.
Absolutely. And big shout out to, you know, not to take the time away from Familiar, but right before you called, I know you guys had a little issues calling in, but the homie Bobby Brown Jr., but it goes by the name of King JR, called in and showed us some of his new tracks. So that was definitely a good look, you know what I'm saying? Just an exclusive on Die 4 Radio, just out of the blue. So you never know what's going to happen around these parts.
Yeah. You never know, man. Just talent all around.
Absolutely. So definitely, Boss Hogg, once again, man, I know you out there in the East Coast. I appreciate your time, like always. You my OG, man, and I just got mad love for you, my dude.
Hey, this was a power packed show, man. It ain't even hard for me to stay up, right? Like usually I be getting drowsy, but You got me, yeah, my head bobbing over here, so my eyes ain't even heavy yet. So I'm rocking.
Absolutely. Well, I'm definitely playing that Big Boy Swag before the show's over, because I've been bumping it all day. I got it in my head to be like, yo, like I need to hear it again. So definitely rock out with us.
We bringing the fat boys back, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all rock out with the big boys, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you how we get it in.
Absolutely. That's the homie right there. That's crazy. So familiar.
Yo, hey, man, and it's all love, man. It's all about, you know what I mean? Because all these great artists that come on here, we're so unnoticed, yet we're so ready to get it popping, you know, and make sure that everybody hears this talent that we all have. There's so much talent that's unnoticed. And we all need to be up on this level that, you know, some of these other artists are, man. And we all deserve it. Y'all work hard enough for
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a trip because we in the same area here. You know, I'm starting to hear a lot of independent artists such as yourself, you know, when we go to these functions. Like I said, we ran into each other at the Western Conference. But some
That's
of these
right.
dudes really got some of these dudes really got some heat in it, and it's like, man, like, I'll fucks with them. You know what I mean? Like, and hip-hop hasn't been like that. Hip-hop hasn't been like that for me for a while. You know, because it's been like, oh, man, like, okay, you know, this or that. But, you know, real quick, man, tell us, besides the mixtape, what's in the future for Familiar?
Oh, man, with this mixtape, you know, it's all already pretty much and settled. We just got to get all the, you know, the stuff ready for together, you know, for the first of the new year, but after that, man, we're working on my album already. I'm already, you know, getting in the works. Grind never stops. Just trying to finish this mixtape and getting everything ready, and this album is coming up next, trying to get all the producers we can in handy, trying to spread the love, trying to network, you know, because this album, you know, it's not about just me. It's all about me trying to branch out and get, you know, all of our single artists and fellow people that we want up with us as well, so... You know, this album that I want, you know, it's my album, yes, but it's not just about me. It's about the whole community and all these fellow artists that we need to come up. It's a stand-up for everybody, I feel.
Definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And also, I think we got a special guest in the house to rock with us. And you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be definitely a privilege. I got a 310 caller. Brother Jay, is that you, my man?
It's Big T, man.
Big T. Oh, is this Big T?
Yes, it is, brother.
Man, pleasure having you on here, my dude.
Is that my manager?
Yeah, it
is. You know I got to call in, man, and show some love, you know what I'm saying? I miss the Soul Focus one, man. I was a little busy that day, but I'm here, man. What's cracking?
Chilling. No, I was telling Familiar, though, it was crazy because we had talked on Facebook a few times, you know what I'm saying, and kind of got shit going from there. But then I've been running into you everywhere.
Yeah, you know what? We everywhere, dog. We just trying to network and get out there and get this music showing. You know, we've been doing it for some years, and, you know, we sat in the studio and made music, and, you know, a few people fell off. And,
yeah.
You know, we just changed our whole thing, man. We got down and basically, you know, it's just me and him, dog, and we out grinding, dog.
Right. And you guys are, dude. You guys are. You know, actually, last Tuesday, because I seen you at that, I forget even what city we in, they all run together, that Mr. Can show, right? You guys had performed there.
Yeah, it was in Bellflower,
Yeah, Bellflower, that's right. I had Mr. Tan on my show, actually, on Tuesday.
Yeah, I heard that, man. You know, I'm sorry, man, I'm so busy. I want to catch all you guys' shows and call in, but, man, we so busy running around and stuff, man. It's like, damn.
Oh, yeah,
it's hard
no.
to catch
you
up
know.
With everything, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I got my man Jay Sols from Dator. Hey, so say what up to Familiar and Big T. They're definitely grinding out here in California.
Thank you.
Yo, what's good, man? Good, man. Yo, I like what a homie was saying about just getting it for everybody else, man. We definitely work hard. We're all underground, and we're just as
That's
talented
right.
as everybody getting pushed by the mainstream and the machine, you know?
Yeah,
so,
man.
By the time we all formulate and that shit come back and we shit the thing fit.
That's what we need to do, man. We need to support each other, man. We need to, like, really get out here and let people know, you know what I mean, that we here, you know, instead of that fucking booty shit that's on the damn radio. You know,
yeah,
all that
yeah,
shit
yeah.
is trying to brainwash our kids and everything. You know what I mean? We need to get out here and, you know, put the messages back into hip-hop, you know?
And what's been killing me, I've been talking to Dyer about it, is, like, you're starting to see the old heads now that used to put out that negative message. They're all on the positive things now. You know, it's like a like an open stream of consciousness all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Crazy. And, the homie Sosa, I just got told this out there, was just, I haven't looked at the video yet, but I guess just Pete Game or Eddie Murphy just made some, like, really good music and was talking about
Saw that, too.
So I haven't had a chance to peep it yet, but I guess he's on some conscious shit and really trying to be heard. Well, I'm trying to remember for the life of me the song in the 80s that Eddie Murphy had, and he was rocking it.
Party all the time. Party all the time. People need not to sleep on Eddie, dog. Eddie's a musician, dog. Eddie's like, man, he's, you know, everybody, you know, caught him booty because of that song, dog. And, you know, really, he's not booty at all, dog. That fool got some shit.
Absolutely, absolutely. So real quick, I'm going to go into another song because I've been waiting to play this because my homie Sos, he's not going to say it right now, you know, from Die For, but dude, ill lyricist. So I'm going to go into this Bars Over Money, and obviously it kind of explains itself if you're a rapper, but tell them a little bit about this track.
Oh, I'll tell you. Yeah. You know, hey, for everybody listening that loves hip-hop, you know, thank you, first off. And then let me tell you this now. For those of you who are literally against, you know, the chains and the money and the bars and the girls and the drink and the smut and all, everything that you could think of that comes along with fame, it's not about that anymore. What it originally is for is about the bars, the lyrics, and that's what the song is about. So everybody I know that's on the line right now can give me a hell yeah, so does Dre.
Absolutely. And we're going to take this Bars Over Money while we're sitting at the bar taking shots, you know what I mean? Fuck these lame
not spending
MCs.
Any money.
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck these lame MCs. Fuck all that shit. We're going to get the money because the music speaks for itself, and we're going to use that money in the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Get familiar with Familiar on Die For Radio. Bars Over Money. Let's do this.
Bars Over Money.
Where your cash? Where your bras? Where your chains? Where your cars? Fuck that, I want bars. Fuck that, I want bars. Where your cash? Where your bras? Where your chains? Where your cars? Fuck that, I want bars. Fuck that, I want bars. Guess I'm just in prison, not giving in to the vision. Hiding behind bars, wishing a knock sense in him. So I get defensive while looking up at the heavens. I'm asking big in your pocket, what happened to all the essence? Real music that had a meaning, none of this bling bling. I'm talking real and seeing, talking real and receiving. Tell me what you all about. It must be the fame, cause that's all you talk about. Trying to soak it up and ring it out in the game. Drench all of the artists that are sounding the same. I'll have you drown in the lake, I'll make you pound in the cake. Eat it and shit you out for my intestine's sake. I just can't stomach it, how do you keep on bumping it? Turn your whole back on the music you fell in love with. Man, we far from the bar, that's why I hang with real MCs behind bars. Where your cash? Where your bras? Where your chains? Where your cars? Fuck that, I want bars. Fuck that, I want bars. Where your cash? Where your bras? Where your chains? Where your cars? Fuck that, I want bars. Fuck that, I want bars. Nah, man, see, I don't care about how many chains you got. I don't care about how much money you got in your bank account. I don't care you got a black card. I don't care how many cards you got, how many women you got. As a matter of fact, don't most of you have a wife or a girlfriend and some kids at home? Hey, I'm just getting impatient while waiting for something real. Don't be mistaken, I ain't hating, but where is the skill? You acted a fresh prince, but you ain't even got the will. Put the game in a pickle, now we'll just call it deal.
Tell me what this art come to. It's all two chains. No more mic check. 1, 2. Why is it gone? Where did it even go? I miss it. I wish that we can get back in the zone. That's why everybody tripping on Kendrick control burst. No first. He was saving the game from his own hurt. I'ma do it too. We gotta make a stand. Where is the lyricism of our fathers that passed? On to the great in this generation I face. I was glad to be the outlaw to carry the weight for the artists that are serious at raising the stakes. No matter the cost, I'm down for this hip hop face. You know, where your cash, where your broad, where your chains, where your cars? Fuck that, I want bars. Fuck that, I want bars. Where your cash, where your broad, where your chains, where your cars? Fuck that, I want bars. Fuck that, I want bars. You know, I'm so sick of the same thing that's on the radio. It all sounds the same. You're all talking about how much diamonds and money you got and cars. You know what, I got more bars than you got probably money. That's why I'm B-O-M. Bars over money all day. Give me your chain, give me your car, give me your cash, give me your house, give me your broad, I don't want it. All I need is a mic and I'ma flaunt it, cause I hide behind bars with MCs who on it. You want it? Well, come and get it, we ready. Cause we'd rather drop bombs than get a Manny and Petty. Just a bunch of artists, lately they seem weak, and they all sound the same, the radio's on repeat now. I'ma take a minute to talk, show you the blackboard, someone give me the chalk. Hip-hop never changed, but we changed it. Ran from the origins and our basics. All those little toys you got will keep playing. I prefer behind the bars, I'm just saying. Cause I hang with these real MCs. Money or the bars, which will last, let's see.
Die for radio. That's bars over money. We're familiar, man. That is good and just refreshing to hear shit like that, man. You know. So, what you think about that, homie? You feeling that track?
Anything positive, bro.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We also got Big T. Big T on the line, you know what I'm saying, who's Familiar's manager. Like I said, I've been chopping it up with Big T before I even met Familiar, you know what I'm saying, face-to-face. So, but I definitely hey, T, real quick, not to get off of Familiar, but you know a dude named Keith Benton? They call him Dreadhead?
I do not.
Okay. He just said he kind of knows the people's that dead broke. He just sent me a little Twitter message, so... He didn't say he knew you personally, but he said definitely Dead Broke. He's got some people in the fam, I guess.
Man, I appreciate that, dog. And, you know, he knows anybody in my fam, he's fam, dog. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely, man, with a breath of fresh air in hip hop for Los Angeles, man. You know what I'm saying? Southern California stand up. You know what I mean? Because, man, I just kind of think, There still is a huge community out here and always has been for underground hip-hop. It's just because media is so big right now, you know what I'm saying, the whole media thing, and you can get things online and stuff like that. It kind of takes away from that, you know, kind of a double-edged sword. But you know what I'm saying, like, man, I'm still a big fan of Evidence and Dilated Peoples and Razzcast. Actually, Razzcast is about to be on Die 4 Radio as well, you know what I'm saying. So
Dude, I was actually in the studio with Razzcast when he did one of his songs for Razz Has a Nation and shit. My boy Jimmy Clev and shit produced like about 4 tracks on that joint.
Yeah.
And I was in the studio with one of those, man.
Razz
is
great
lyricist, dog.
Oh, man, that's one of, that's my top. He's in my top. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, dude. He's like the biggest underground fucking sensation, you know what I mean? You know, I can't believe that he's not up there already, you know what I mean? It's kind of sad that they let lyricists go like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
give them the recognition they need, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you know what I'm saying? Look, we really appreciate you guys calling up and rocking with Die 4 Radio, and you know, by tomorrow there's going to be that link to the overtime hustling and the old thing that you guys have been doing, so people can download it and get your music. There'll also be a Familiar, you know what I'm saying, associate page up on doctoralproductions.com that people can, you know what I'm saying, see what you got going and make sure, you know, that we all stay connected. So, you know what I'm saying, the fans we got on here, any last words you want to tell them? Of, you know, obviously they know about the mixtape, but, you know, what you got going, man? And, you know, forget that mixtape. Like, you know, you about to kill these fools with bars.
Yeah.
You about to drop, you know, you about to drop a control song or something. What's cracking?
You know, the, on the mixtape, I actually do have a song that's inspired me by the control verse. But, you know, that's on the mixtape. You know, I guess, you know, all these other artists of mine are just going to have to, you know, fill it and check it out.
What's but, the name of the track? Tell me the name of the track.
I forget what it's called. What's it called? Warning or something like that? I don't know. It's something just stupid,
yeah,
you know. Just, I'm just letting everybody know.
Is it called Warfare?
But, No, not Warfare. Oh,
okay.
You mean this next track?
Just
are
something
you,
about to drop. No. I'm just talking about something that you about to do. I mean, are you about to, you know, just set it off on these motherfuckers in 2014?
No, we working on that mixtape, man. We're working on visuals. You know, working on the album. We just doing that right now, you know. We pushing that overtime hustling, man. Shout out to Lester and D. Morang, Tim Capone. You know what I mean? We pushing all that shit.
But as far as
what I'm gonna let artists know, you know,
I'm gonna let everybody know
right off the bat. As far as artists, let me give a shout out first off. Then before I say this, if that's cool, shout out to Danny Duran, Ike Williams, Nick Physique, you know, all of Infamous and all them, and every single artist that I ever worked with, Frank Order God, Patron Pope, every single artist that I've ever worked with, I'm just letting you guys know, I love you to death. I love you all to death. But I'm just going to kill it now. I'm going to kill it.
And that's what I wanted to hear, my dude. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Here at Doc Four Radio, I try to pull out like you might as well call me the wake up show. Because pretty soon I'm gonna be pulling these tracks out of people and these sessions and whatnot out of these MCs and motherfuckers are gonna be like, yo, I gotta see this who's on the show. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, like real talk, you know, I love everybody and mad respect for everybody that I've worked with. Not just PGR artists, but every artist that I've ever done work with, all talented, all great artists, all in our own way, all independent, and all trying to chase the same dream. However, I'm letting you know, my dream and my passion may be a little more vicious than yours. And that's it. That's what I want this mixtape, my out-of-body experience, to, you know, to illustrate for everybody and to let everybody know that this is what I'm doing. Now, when the album comes out, then that's going to be a whole other story.
Well, we're going to be waiting, man. And like I said, you know, Big T, big salute to you. Familiar, big salute to you. You always got a home to die for. You know what I'm saying? You guys both. You know, anything you need from Die For, you already know I got you. We'll be looking for that Die For and Familiar collaboration real soon.
Oh, yeah, we need that production, dog. We need that production. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely behind the scenes because we talk anyways. Let's just set up, you know, whether I go meet up at y'all studio, you come to my studio, whatever, we'll definitely get some
credit. We'll get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, big shout-out to
y'all. Can we bump that
man.
West
Thank
Coast
you.
Sunshine or what?
Yeah, that's so weird because that's actually what I was about to bump that right now. So,
is it right?
Yeah, that was right on cue. So, big shout out to Familiar. Big shout out to T.
Yeah. Let me give a shout out before this. If you don't mind, if I give a shout out before the track plays. Shout out to Danny Duran, man, for D-Boy, Danny Duran, Pedro, California, for putting out one of the sickest hooks for the greatest anthems of summertime, not just Pedro, but in anywhere that you hear up in here in Cali. And again, shout out to Danny Duran, free agent. You know that's who he is. We dead broke Familiar, and we laid it down. There you go, Pedro. There you go, Cali.
Absolutely. West Coast sunshine, even though it was raining all day today. But guess what? That didn't rain on our parade at Die For Radio. You know what I'm saying? We do it like
right.
this real big. Big T, Familiar, Dead Broke, Die For, West Coast sunshine. Let's do it. Infamous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready to ride low. Drop the rack on my 6-4. Cause I'm ready to ride. I'm sipping, smoking, dipping, cruising through the West Coast sunshine. I'm gonna ride till the day I die with no worries on my mind at all. Burning on flight cup full of gasoline. I lay back and enjoy my money.
Impala riding the lowest it goes without scraping. Roll a couple of planes, smoking until the day ends. I got a 40 and my girl is looking amen. Yeah, we blessed, just waiting out on the pavement.
Cause I'm ready to ride low, drop the rack on my 6-4, cause I'm ready to ride.
Over
sipping,
time,
smoking,
huh?
Dipping, cruising through the West Coast sunshine. I'm gonna ride till the day I die with no worries on my mind at all. Burning on flight cup full of gasoline. I lay back and enjoy my money.
Impala riding the lowest it goes without scraping. Roll a couple of planes, smoking until the day ends. I got a 40 and my girl is looking amen. Yeah, we blessed, just waiting out on the pavement. That's how we do it when chilling here on the West Coast. Let's go back to the park, that old West flow. I need the riders to get beside me and toss it. All around the West, everybody will cross it. I love a Cali and everything in it, ain't it great? We making hits like Kirk Gibson in 88. Better trees, no sense, sticks to seeds. Better weather, better bras, the West got what you need.
I'm ready to ride low, drop the rack on my 6-4, cause I'm ready to ride. I'm sipping, smoking, dipping, cruising through the West Coast sunshine. I'm gonna ride till the day I die with no worries on my mind at all. Burning on flight cup full of gasoline. I lay back and enjoy my money.
I'm smashing down the street with my top down. Tell me where I'm from, there's no other way to ride around. Cigar full of fire blowing on the loud. Cup filled with gasoline, now let it down. Enjoy this California sunshine. Feel the ocean breeze on my face while I'm driving by. I'm from L.A. where the Lakers at. I hustle every 24 like the numbers on Kobe's back. Round here we ride low-lows and Cadillacs. Round here it's called a crack house, not a trap. I'm getting money where the bitches at. I'm making happen in the city where the
diamonds at. Low, drop the rack on my 6-4, cause I'm ready to ride. I'm sipping, smoking, dipping, cruising through the West Coast sunshine. I'm gonna ride till the day I die with no worries on my mind at all. Burning on flight cup full of gasoline. I lay back and enjoy my money.
The Wild West is a lifestyle. I was raised round gang violence as a child. And yeah, my city has its ups and downs. I wouldn't trade it for nothing cause I love it how. The skyline shines bright when it's late at night. The Hollywood sign big, large in life. They say it never rains in California though. Except the strip club, it's raining dollars on the floor.
Overtime, huh?
Some call it the West Side, I call it home. Kings taking the cup, now LA is in the throne. Raider fans all around, can't seem to let it go. Black and silver is everywhere, so is purple and gold. Barbecue in the air, the beaches are packed tight. Coronas foam up with the bonfires at night. The cops come and crash it, it's so black and white. You wanna do it right, you come to the West Side,
I'm ready to
you know.
Ride low, drop the rack on my 6-4, cause I'm ready to ride. I'm sipping, smoking, dipping, cruising through the West Coast sunshine. I'm gonna ride till the day I die with no worries on my mind at all. Burning on flight cup full of gasoline. I lay back and enjoy my money.
Officially the rap, I got that big boy swag, but not
cause I got the gift of gab. These niggas in the street, well, I'm officially the ram. I got that big boy sounded by the best. Can't be contested that I'm certified. Got a bunch of money hopping killers I could call to ride. But on that average day, I'm getting money while I'm getting high. All in the lab with cash, dropping these rockets, about to get a sign. Rocket bags with these and dicky tickets, wanna give me hickeys, cause they know that I'm the boss of S-U-S-T-E-C-T-Z. Now that I'm so focused, it's a joke that think that you can stop me. Swag so certified, might get me funded by Illuminati. Take me in the basement, light a blunt, and watch me take my oath. And now I'm on the star, the caddy posted in no hundreds, folks. Carrots on my neck, cause I'm a rabbit riding up the coast. And baby, that I wish her like some roses, and she rocking coach. Pedicure feet, go my way like a main street. One stop shop, got what you need like a swap meet. Hating ass niggas wanna know why she chose me. It's cause I ain't you, I'm a true double O. Boy swag, but not like these fags. Be rockin' skinny jeans, look like they take it in the ass. My chick tighter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy swag, but not like these fags. Rockin' skinny jeans look like they take it in the ass. My chick tighter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy tight yellow shirt when he was rapping off of Wayne beat. And bar for bar, that nigga couldn't even fuck with Andy. This nigga sweet as candy and softer than a cotton ball. I saw that nigga knock you out, just took one punch to make you fall. He called himself a base guy, he say he looks like Jesus Christ, a sacrificial lamb. So I'ma kill you with this fucking mic. I see you got a fan base and throw my links on your page. Ask you the fuck they bitch, but keep it real and tell them you're gay. Come in at you with child's play, I do it for the fun of it. Don't want nobody thinking every other Cali nigga bitch. I'm from the land of hitting switches, chronic bluffing niggas crippin'. Wasn't built by cats who think it's cool to call themselves a bitch. Don't give a fuck if you a millionaire or got a 100 stacks. You still a fucking pussy, I'm just playing with the kitty. And why would I be hating on a nigga who a fucking fan? When I'm a OG from the rap who blessed to have that big boy swag, but not like he's fat. Be rocking skinny jeans, look like they take it in the ass. My chick tighter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy swag, but not like he's fat. Be rocking skinny jeans, look like they take it in the ass. My chick tighter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy swag.
Dafo Radio. That was my man Doc Hogg, Big Boy Swag, So Focused, definitely in the house. Man, we had a great show tonight. I'll tell you what, we started off with Cold Cash, you know what I mean? Definitely had the special guests, you know, call in and definitely show support to Dafo Radio, you know what I'm saying? King JR, you know, Bobby Brown Jr. himself. And that's just the way it goes. And then we had, you know what I'm saying, Dead Broke in the house, Familiar. Everything was golden. Big T was in the house. So how you feeling? Dafo Radio been cracking, man. I mean, we really can't complain about what's been going on, my dude.
No, absolutely not, dude. We blessed, bro. We getting the features and stuff we can get, dude. It's an honor to have some of these artists.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was actually hoping the homie brother Jay from X-Clan was calling in. I don't know if we, you know, met the time period for him, but we definitely have an extensive interview coming with him. He was just kind of call up and show the support. And, you know, big shout-out to X-Clan. You know what I'm saying? But we hold it down here at Dafo Radio as far as the hip-hop. So you got a mixtape coming out, don't you?
Yes, sir.
What's it called?
It's called Immaculate Conception.
Woo! Obviously has all the Dafo team on it. Yep, we're definitely doing it big around here at the Dafo part. But, you know, that's not what Dafo Radio is about. Dafo Radio is about getting other people out there, helping this independent artist. In fact, that's what the whole coalition is about. You know what I'm saying? So definitely a great show. You know, people that want to rock, like I said, if you're listening on to, you know what I'm saying, the internet, it's going to cut you off, but you can go on the replay and hear the overtime. I'm actually going to go in and play a little bit of music. I want to bump out with motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But real quick, I'm going to go to this 256 number, 256-374. You're on Dafo Radio. What's happening?
Hi, what it do? This is Sandy. from Alabama. I just got off work, and I'm late, but I said I would try to call in. I hate I missed the show, but thanks for taking my call.
Man, I'll tell you what. Really appreciate you calling in. We had talked earlier, you know what I'm saying? You're like, my schedule, you, it's so weird. She's sitting here trying to pay her bills and live her life and this and that, and she Facebooking me concerned about if she can call up the show or not. You know what I mean? So big shout out to you. I mean, that's the way you hold it down, and we just love you to death.
Well, I love y'all too. I sure do appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you have a good night. I know it's late out there, and you took the time. Be sure to check out the replay, though, you know what I'm saying, so you can hear Cold Cash on there. We also, I don't know if you heard, we have Bobby Brown Jr., you know what I'm saying, called in. He actually goes by the name of King JR. He's going to be working with us and getting some shit going, but he definitely has some hot music.
Yeah, I will most definitely check it out. You know, I'll be trying to stay on top of it.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So we love you, Sandy. You be careful. You be sure to get the round them up, you know, some good rest, you know what I'm saying, because you be holding down all these radio stations like it ain't nothing.
All right, I will. Y'all take care. Hold it down.
You too, you too. Definitely, definitely. I'm going to go to my man Boss Hogg real quick. Boss Hogg, you still rocking with us?
Yeah, definitely rocking with you, man. I enjoyed the show, man. You know, like I say, I ain't even sleepy yet. Like, you got me on coffee and Kush right now just feeling like a fan, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, everybody that ain't listening to this shit, man, wake up.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, definitely, we appreciate you rocking with us. And, yeah, it was a great show, man, from Cold Cash to our unexpected guest to our other expected guest, Familiar, man, and who was obviously on, you know what I'm saying, on So Focused last week. And then Cold Cash is on Shut Him Down this week. Am I right?
I'm pretty sure. We got to go look at the itinerary. But, yeah, he got Shut Him Down coming up. He got The Movement coming up. He got Juicy Talk Radio. We running through the whole coalition, you know what I'm saying? We following your lead, man. We you know, we running your promo campaign you ran with that Breaking Bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And it definitely worked out. Lil Whit, you still rocking with us?
Oh, you already know, baby. I'm up in the house with
it. And I love to request that Waiting. You know, that's my favorite track from Die 4. So, you know, I love to hear that if you could.
No, I'll play that actually next right now. And you know, the producer of that song is still on the line, Jay Soul. So, Jay Soul, you already know the love we get off of Waiting. That's just crazy.
Yeah, this is dope, dude. And I wasn't even expecting that.
Man, just a shout-out to Jay Stokes, man. Shout-out to Earl Tate. You know, the whole Die 4 production thing is y'all hitting home runs every time.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Die 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to rock out to some music. I'm gonna take this special request from my man Boss Hogg, even though I only try to play my own music on the intros, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to definitely get into this, and I'm going to rock about probably 15, 20 minutes worth of music, you know what I'm saying? So y'all rock out. We do it. If not, people hear it on the replay. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, definitely Die 4 Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 to 10:30. We got So Focused 7 days a week. I mean, I don't know how you miss that. You're like, you got to check them all out. Obviously, my boy Little Wit on Tuesdays with the Turf War Tuesdays. We also got Hog and Cash is what, Friday and Sunday, I believe, right?
We got Friday, Saturday, Monday is Ready, Set, Go with my girl Ready. Tuesday,
okay.
We got Tuesday. And Wednesday is, what the fuck we do Wednesday?
WPW.
That's World Power Wednesday, WPW,
yeah. Yeah, WPW, and Thursday is 3-peat. So, yeah, we 7 days a week, man. We so focused, man. Don't stop.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know what? These motherfuckers been waiting for that shit, so let's do this.
Yes, time moves fast like a blink of an eye. Yesterday is the past, but hold my future with pride. See, it's been a long time, but now knowing how the others felt. 90 cents a song instead of CDs on these record shelves. The game's changed, whether it's good or bad, I still remain the same. Shit, that's all I had. But I'm sitting here waiting for the cycle to complete. Waiting for the realness, waiting for this truth that we see. Scratching my head, wonder where she went. I used to love her like Common, but nowadays I wouldn't even pay her rent. Wouldn't even trip if the homies misused the shit. The way they talk about her, I think she confused but tripped. I'm still here knowing that she'll come around again. The closest to my heart, like it's a part of my next again. Sipping on this night again, I drown my sorrows for my friend. Waiting on the time again, I'm waiting to this very end. Yeah.
At the same time, just fed up. My music stands amongst the best you heard, and that's straight up. We working with something. Now time to get it to bumping, so you can make the assumption my team is something I'm bluffing. And we stick it to the truth, keep flowing like it's hereditary. DNA consistent, dope rhymes, that's extraordinary. Down to my very genes, chromosome, I'm pleasing beats. Raised in California, but I'm speaking for all my people. It's Kendrick that controls, set it off for the new age. I tip my hat wisely and freestyle in a trade day. I'm telling you it's page rage, lack of substance, grave days. Hip hop in its final stage, I'm hoping I'm many ways. It saved my life, so I wait because I have to do it. It controls my fate, everything I knew was for this music. So I choose to move it, put it in its proper place. Let the past become a race, until then I'm just waiting in place. Yeah.
I'm loving me, but the Glock made a better cat. I'm sick of lower class inbreeding. I wanna mingle with some higher class money with my ends even. Never split, hate split ends. I used to focus on the get out, but now it's on the get ends. I've been exposed to so much in my haunted years. Say the right nigga's name and I'm drawing a tear. Like my man Shorty murdered for that unspoken shit that we do, losing blood with his lungs open, with his thumbs broken. He used to say he wanted hell, now he's about to take the plunge with his gun smoking. It's the mind frame we own when we living foul. He's just a pile of old balloons in the river now. He was a fly brother, daughter like them, same will to get it done, same hair, same eye color. When I was born alone, I can't do another wake. If anybody died tomorrow, man, they on their own. Hearing your mother scream, tossing dirt on my niggas' box when we was supposed to keep each other clean. Real, man. Real. A lot of cats. Real life. On around, you can understand this. Come for me. This is not rap music. Bird gang, man. Fuckers is getting money off of every day, all day. This is gutter Bible shit right here, man. Come on. Give it to him, come on. Yeah. Pandemonium when poverty. Motivation so to do things to break that monotony. The streets made a nigga ice water. So my reaction time and choosing him or me is quite shorter. I caught dudes slipping. I seen smart men diminish and become your latest front page news clipping. I knew fast cats straight get the cash dudes. Streets heard him, now he want to manage fast food. Don't blame bad luck when skills lacking. Get your skill up and never let your will slack. Strike. Bad days come from bad thoughts, ricochets. Control that, and you can pay what the sticker says. A wood wheel awaits. In 20 minutes, you can be on 95 with your weed and your dealer plate. I know you youngins want that glory quick. What you hearing on the radio ain't gory like the story gets. You ain't living all that gunfire fights and all the heavy drinking I done prior nights.
with any city as my backdrop. Life's the A-train, I figure you ride to the last stop. Get your life in any way that it counts. Woo! Stack your liquor in any way it amounts.
Come on.
I used to give the ones away when it was ball time. Not anymore, the streets change, I need all mine. I've been a product of a crummy home. Life's funny, right? Well, I wasn't born with no funny bones.
Right.
Wasn't born with a silver plate. Had to throw a little weight throughout my adult years, give or take. Young and black, broad mind. Any murdered friend I ever had, still an unsolved crime. But that's the way the ball bounced in the hood. Being sore, forget a nigga pounced in the hood. This is N.O.D. Bird Gang. It's not him.
I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom. Fuck call alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your alpine. Go to 4-6, so always let tricks know. And friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, head cut ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya. Punk motherfucker, here to let you know, boy. Oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking motion picture. A guy or bitch up. My nigga get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a check.
So come on and tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. Tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Tickety check. Yeah. Tickety check.
Cuban and they get played, cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kinda trifle, cause that's an IFO. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty pal. Got a new style.
Watch out, man.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they floating bank, but said he talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver row. Now they running up in your throat. Your guard used to be the dime one. Now your name is just Twine. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Jiggy check.
Pump.
Yeah. Jiggy check.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all some niggas again, but yo, y'all need to check yourself.
If you're foul, you better run a make on that license plate. You could have had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the clapping. Who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your coochie and your debt. Bitch, is a Miami hurricane head. Strong niggas for her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you get no respect. Bitch, you better run a check.
Yeah, yeah, zigzag, zig. Yeah, yeah, you got the RZA right here representing the almighty Wu-Tang Clan. A lot of math on the 1 and 2, Wu-Tang up in the kizzy. Yeah.
Yo, you always sitting at the table thinking, how the hell do I murder these MCs? Sing them like bees. My attitude's that of Hannibal, not compatible. Why will damage you if I drink in Ramos? Who y'all chose the war? So poor rich, you want to verse the poor. I rob you first and go to your earth. It's not gonna hurt if you try calling the cops. It's not going to work. All you got to do is lay in the dirt. We dug a hole in my guns, way more, yo, than Jabba LaVert. With more blubber than a Reuben stutter. I grease the pan with rhymes, and y'all can't believe it's not butter. I told y'all to chill. Stretch y'all out like Frank's on the grill with a classic deal. I'm like a farmer when I'm playing the field. Just planting my seeds in 2006. It's time to build.
The coast is back. The coast is back. The coast is back.
cooked up the beef, seasoned up the meat, fried them, tried them, took it out the grease. Those chains steal the show. Since you loving your broad, I'ma lay back and reveal ya. She a brain therapist, thick you can't kiss. Opened up a like, whoa, I smell fish. Disinfection queen, she loves. Shibble up, shit bang the whole nick. Now how can I salute you, kid? I'm planning to do you, proof you blow, hoogin' at who you with. We bump pads while we out in the street. It's all good, my trigger fingers are matted. Hit the back of your feet in your red monkey jeans. It's looking like a scene from Baghdad. That's bad flag, red deathbed. Job is E, Chris, do meth feds. Reeves, hit style, wrist out with the best feds. Knock, you off, knock, you down. Speaking of rap, this is what I'm about. I'm homestead now and down, y'all cats must be dead. Keep frontin' and lose your head.
Respect.
You can decide on who's lava. Pony Knight Rider, wisdom's love, my slava. Slobbing them down, hogging them out. Pitching them eight balls, robbing the town. Don't let your gangster get you murked up. Tony Gunn got you worked up. Rappers can't come around, y'all, why rap dead? Freak, you can come off the bread. Pulverize, I'm hitting with toast of rap Verizon. Ringing the voice bell, like Verizon. Eyes looking surprised at the 4-5. Yo, ghost, don't even do what I got, come on, vibe.
Damn, isn't it nice being supposed to have our own motherfucking radio station? We can play whatever the fuck we want.
Hell yeah.
Out there in Florida, you know what I'm saying, doing what you got to do. You know, Boss Hog's still rocking with us, other people still rocking with us. You got a request, my dude? Jay Sos, you got a request?
Oh, man, since we're talking about killing that mainstream, let's get some fun up.
Okay, I can do that. Why don't you introduce the track for the people still listening?
This is a little track I did not too long ago. It's called Fun. Just going really hard on the industry dudes. And y'all hear it for yourself.
You know what I'm saying? And it is on the Uncontrollable Substance mixtape. Just saying, that's a free download. Spun, J-Sos, Dot 4 Radio.
You're the hottest mixtape album in the street. Officially ranked. It's a banger.
Hey, yo, we're back up in the mix, spitting marvelous, quick shifting your consciousness. We on it like spaceships, we rock it. More than just the time, it's never kicking. If it's honest, you faking bitches, get richer. But your lyrics microscopic, Heineken and sour. Cowards get devoured, guarantee you when we see you bloodshed in last showers. Lift it up, potato head ratchets, the blast fast. We spaz the black mass, the clap at your rap bags. The golden child style for Mars. Balls are milky like a Hershey. If you thirsty for my CD in your car, you can't pause and squad up, it gets guard up. Your team scattered, screaming, peace guard the game. Up. And yo, I'm raw to the core like a sword from a belly flop. 44's ripping neck cord to get your melon rock. Slick shot blocks, you get popped, don't let the sound box. For thinking you hot rockin', that's pop. Nah, you think you hot, but you not. You sold your own soul for that mainstream spot. Corporate cock suckin', we ain't fuckin' with you out. Your records ain't never getting spun up on my block. Nah, you think you hot, but you not. You sold your own soul for that mainstream spot. Corporate cock suckin', we ain't fuckin' with you out. Your records ain't never getting spun up on my block. Yo, I'm back up on my rap shit. Automatic clap quick. Rubber greasy back, you watch it stretch you like elastic. Rubberistic, political style. Infiltrate your mental. I never smell cause it's foul where I get down with bloody MCs. When we beats in the beat, permission to speak. Y'all need it when the mic on my reach. Fucking you down. Fifth gear, yeah, we clutching it now. Switching the style, keep the crowd from the usual sound. Stylistic, Jay Sizzle. Get Hex 4-5, extra clip on my sweat. Sun live, keep a killer connect. Fear and love, more respect for that check and blood. You get wet, like the split, watch it lift in my soul. Used to be my iPod, footy bars made my iPod froze. And fuck rap media, wish hell upon you bastards. Double XL, giving L's to class. You think you high, but you not. You sold your own soul for that mainstream spot. Corporate cock sucker, we ain't fucking with you out. Your records ain't never getting spun up on my block. You high, but you not. You sold your own soul for that mainstream spot. Corporate cocksucker, we ain't fucking with you out. Your records ain't never getting spun up on my block.
Nah, corporate cocksucker motherfuckers. I ain't gonna sell out for shit. I don't want my soul. I'm walking back yours from the devil, bitch. Own your own rights. Own your own music. Own your own publishing. Niggas been doing it for years, man. Let's get this shit. Stop for Jason 2012.
You're the hottest mixtape album in the streets. Officially ranked.
It's a banger.
It's a banger.
vaporize MCs and blow up mics from street corner cyphers to international websites. I run up on you and set it for no reason. My flows are like body blows that cause internal bleeding. Cause I'm the baddest motherfucker above average with alien deoxyribonucleic acid. A blood sport with metaphors of all sorts. So fly, I need a passport just to walk.
What's the deal, baby? I set it off for my people. Beat you upside the head with lead from my desert eagle. Fuck how people treat you. Ain't got no time for your feelings. On tracks, I'm revealing the facts that Vickers sealed in a book. Cause most black niggas don't read. Got me thinking about my sister and my newborn seed. See, this world is filled with idiots.
What did you
and illiterate,
idiot?
Inconsiderate motherfuckers that's kicking the illest shit.
Less than two-thirds of this nigga that's water evaporate. Then I want Jesus Christ to evacuate. Fuck pulling a nigga's card. I want the deck and the dealer. Rubber monogamy, sodom is my commodity. I see one bitch ass nigga, then my head roll like the oddity. You and TV, I MPMC. Record industry rule number 1, 2, and 3. You run it, niggas run around in it. Believe me.
Hip hop belongs to us, don't get no way.
Nah, hip hop belongs to us, niggas right here.
Y'all must think I'm stupid, but I know my shit. Just not let more that make me wonder like that robot bitch. Yo, watch this. Got this shit locked, dropping the key. You get popped in the face like you threw wet fries up in hot wheat. Rock, snitch, rip, straight through toys. Got rappers jumping through they car windows like they do boys. I told ya, this East West East won't feel loud. So I blow Phillies wherever I go until I blow
crowd,
yo. Cannabis
remains undisputed whenever booted. I'm strong enough to throw a bullet faster than a gun can shoot it. So as you try to battle me face to face, I'll bring your career to a stop quicker than anti-lock brakes. Look, look, inside the mind of an animal that'll beat you to death with a bar of soap wrapped in a towel. While you niggas is babbling, my lyrics is traveling like a javelin to stab you in the abdomen.
Hip hop belongs to us, so just obey.
Nah, hip hop belongs to us, niggas right here.
You idiot, hip hop,
yeah.
Your heart over here, put
your motherfucking hands in there.
Hip hop belongs to us, so just obey.
Hip hop belongs to us, niggas right here.
Don't be stupid, hip hop, yeah. Your heart over here, put your motherfucking hands in there.
Beef, I'm vegetarian. When we thump your knees bump like a Kemigan. The veteran better than sick food, take your medicine. I get victory from the crib who let him in. Keep your locks on, son, I think the plot's on. With baby girl, yo, the bitch and the pop's gone. Proceed to creep, dude, no need to sleep, Duke, I'm nocturnal. Don't care about my whereabouts, nigga, but don't concern.
I got niggas' heads dividing faster than nerds at a calculus convention. See, I school niggas, then I after school niggas like detention. It's a picture bag, bitches, now, but I remember they was dissing when I was broke. I was good for nothing, now I'm good for nothing down in bitches' throat. Like Rock say,
you get the Bob way.
You got anything to get off your chest besides your chin? This nigga spit like I was teasing. Fucking up more human beings than Europeans.
Dutch bull guard your lane like I'm Barkley. Don't start me, I call Sparky. He'll rip apart three of you in a heartbeat. To the dark we see, like our fat vampires in a large tree. Ready to smack that ass at warp speed. Launch torpedoes and seas, know what they weak flows. We float and bounce on track like a goddamn speedboat. So slow your ass down, low down. Don't be hasty, face me. You be getting these who bitch pressing daisy.
Hip-hop belongs to us, soldiers over here.
Nah, hip-hop belongs to us, niggas right here.
Hip hop,
yeah.
Your heart over here, so put your
motherfucking hands in there.
Hip hop belongs to us, so just over here.
Hip hop belongs to us,
niggas
right here.
Hip hop, yeah. Your heart over here, so put your motherfucking hands in there. Hip hop belongs to us, so just over here.
Hip hop belongs to us, niggas right here.
Hip hop, yeah. Your heart over here,
so put your motherfucking hands in there.
Hip hop belongs to us, so just over here.
Hip hop belongs to us, niggas right here.
You idiot, hip hop, you
the heart of the head, so throw your motherfucking hands in the air.
There's something about your body. I'm not in a rush, but girl, I'm ready to marry you. Yeah, right here in this restaurant. Start on our honeymoon while you still got your dress on.
Just to let you know, up here in Dafo Radio, I'm rocking this for the homegirl. We about to take this show out. Big shout out to everybody, like I said, on the show. You know what I'm saying? The legendary Cold Cash. You know what I'm saying? Boss Hog in the house. You know what I mean? Lil Wit, Jay Sos, Familiar. Big shout out to the homie. You know what I'm saying? King JR himself. Definitely going to be hearing from him. I just did this because, you know, I had the homegirl text me and be like, yo, how come you don't play no hip-hop? You know what I mean? So I'm definitely going to keep it going with this Justin Timberlake dress on Dafo Radio. We'll see y'all next Tuesday, man. Peace out.
There's something about your body. I'm not in a rush, but girl, I'm ready to marry you. Yeah, right here in this restaurant. Let's start on our honeymoon while you still got your dress on. While you still got your dress on. Yeah. Now, I ain't tryna offend nobody. Girl, don't they see you? Cool if they don't. Hey, I only see me and you. That's why I'm all over you. While you still got your dress on. Why you still got your dress on? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't wait. Cause girl, as soon as I look in your face, I see a world where a heart never breaks. And to me that means that the whole world could change, but not mine. Where you are, drop all your worries and you can leave all the rest on. We can do it. Now you still got your dress on. Yeah. Now I ain't tryna offend nobody. Girl, don't they see you? It's cool if they don't. Hey, I only see me and you. That's why I'm all over you. Why you still got your dress on? Why you still got your dress on? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I can't wait. Girl, as soon as I look in your face, I see a world where a heart never breaks. And for me that means that the whole world could change, but not mine.
Take you, so walk with me through the beautiful sand as we take pictures. Hips so wide, look like it's got whiskers. Let me put a solid gold on a solid figure. Go ahead, show your pretty dentures, your pretty physique, your pretty toes. I'm pretty with you. I do a good job for that pretty picture. You the prettiest, but I'm the only thing that's missing.
I can't wait, cause girl, as soon as I look in your world where a heart never breaks, and to me that means that the whole world could change, but not mine. Yeah. I still got your dress on. Still got your. Still got your dress on. I can't wait. Cause girl, as soon as I look in your face, I see a world where a heart never breaks. And to me that means that the whole